Welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609. You know what? That would be the facts. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Lord, 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 do we have a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. I wanna start where I started, where I began yesterday morning. Somebody's got to pay attention to this. Somebody has got to feel this. Somebody has got to understand where we are and why we are where we are. Yesterday I began with the Justice Department and the seven Florida men who were accused of planning a full ground war against the United States. Woo! Scary, scary. I actually heard a woman say out her mouth, that's M-O-F, mouth. I heard her say, I had just gotten over being frightened about 9/11 and now this. Shut up. You know what? Shut up. You need to understand the real world that you're living in. You're being played. You are being played like a fiddle that fiddled at Rome when Rome was burning. That's how you being played. The question that you need to be asking yourself about these men is, why are we hearing about it now? What are we hearing about? And why are we allowing this administration to do this to us? Seven men are charged with conspiring to blow up the Sears Tower. First of all, there are a lot of folks out there in America that talk some smack. You know people that talk smack about people in your life. I'm going to kill him. Smack talk. I'm going to go bust him up. Smack talk. Wait till I get my hands on you. Smack talk. The government, the Justice Department that we pay for every single day needs to be able to determine the difference between smack talk and real talk. How do you do that? Fair question. Do they have the means to carry this out? Do they have the ability to carry this out? Do they have the will to carry this out? Otherwise, smack talk. Smack talk. They found no explosives, no weapons, and no direct links to Al-Qaeda, but they were planning to blow up the Sears building. Shut up. This is nothing but smack talk. You want to know? So you want to know how much more smack talk it was? Stay with me. I got some more smack talk for you. I'm Liz Brown. Wake up call. I'll be back.
To register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and, let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack. So check weather at yahoo.com. And then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Donna Gamash.
And this is Sabrina Underwood.
Join us for Women Inspiring Women every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. Every day, Sabrina and I will bring you amazing women who will motivate, inspire, educate, and entertain you.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we'll share stories of women like you who had a professional or personal dream and dared to make it happen.
So join me, Donna Gamash,
and me, Sabrina Underwood,
for Women Inspiring Women every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
It's not the big moon that excites me. The thrills and delights me. Oh, no, yes, just as many as you. It is you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Smack talk. Smack talk. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Smack talk. They arrested 7 men in Florida and they've been whipping y'all up into a frenzy. Trying to whip y'all up into a frenzy ever since. They found no explosives, no weapons, no links to Al-Qaeda. If I stand in my basement and take an oath to Al-Qaeda with somebody that's not Al-Qaeda, does that make it an oath to Al-Qaeda? No. It means I'm talking smack. I pledge my fidelity to... Y'all think we stupid. Because that's what the FBI is saying. They took an oath to Al-Qaeda from a guy who is not Al-Qaeda. How are you... Huh? That's what six-year-old boys do in the backyard. It's absurd. And then the only thing that he got was boots for his army. Well, they say you can't march an army without good shoes. Seven guys got boots. Now, how are they going to blow up the Sears building? And Alberto Gonzalez is saying, and he's a U.S. attorney, the group is representative of hometown terrorists that operate without ties to a larger group like Al-Qaeda. Then, huh? Huh? If you don't have connections to Al-Qaeda, why is Al-Qaeda the first word in the indictment? If you don't have connections to Al-Qaeda, why are you using the word jihad in the indictment? And in all fairness to Alberto Gonzalez, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and Boy George, in all fairness to them, I guess in their minds, given what they've given our soldiers to fight with when they get to Iraq, I guess a pair of boots in their minds means you got all you need to go to war. I guess that's what that means. From their perspective, you got boots, then saddle up, baby. You ready for war. Because they sure don't give our soldiers anything. So in all fairness to them, I bet they did think that they were armed for war. Check this out. We clearly believe that there is sufficient information, sufficient facts to support this prosecution. Shut up. No, you don't. Tell me why FBI Director Robert Mueller was on Larry King Live talking about this mess. Tell me why. Oh, yeah, they're going old school. They're going to get some black male faces and call them brother this, brother that. They're there with the Star of David. Ooh. And Dick Cheney came out of his bunker. Chicken Little came out of his bunker and said, the sky's falling. The sky is falling. Chicken Little, Dick Cheney, comes out of his bunker and says that these men are a really, really, really real threat. And again, forgive me. It's my mistake. Y'all, from this administration's perspective, if you don't have weapons and you don't have the means to carry out anything, any harm against another nation, then you're locked and loaded. Iraq didn't have any weapons and we bombed the heck out of him, so I guess if you have seven men with no weapons, that is a very, very, very real threat to Chicken Little, Dick Cheney. Again, forgive me. You know what? I take it all back. You got some boots and no weapons. Oh, you ready to rock and roll. Duck, according to this administration. You got to be kidding. Shut up. These people are playing you. Why did the head of the FBI go on Larry King Live to talk about these men? They are not Al-Qaeda. They have no connection to Al-Qaeda. They have no weapons. They have no means. And you know what? Back in March, they even stopped meeting because he couldn't get his group together. So, and this happened back in March. Why are you going on Larry King Live at the end of June? Because they playing you, because they playing you, because they playing you, because they playing you, because they playing you. Roy.
Yeah, Liz. And you this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. I think that's probably just another sham. They're going to pull something in Florida. They got something coming up. That's just the setup part of it, probably.
Mm.
But, you know, they always put the crime black faces.
Mm.
That's mostly what they do. But really, I call you to ask you, had you seen this AIDS complex going up behind my shop over here on Riverview and Harney? Right on Partridge and Harney. They got an 18-apartment building they're building here. 18 apartments. They can put all AIDS patients in it. And they're going to be young people. This, in 3 to 5 years, this 90% of this area will be saturated with AIDS. We need some help to do something about this.
Well, Roy, I don't feel the same way about that. I think apartments for people that are suffering from that, I think it's a good idea.
Well, you know what? If I had AIDS, I would tell them people quick to quarantine me. Put me somewhere where I couldn't give it to nobody else. I don't think they should be mixed with the regular population.
Well, they are. People are. There are people that are there. I'm certain that there are people around your life that have AIDS that you don't know anything about. You can't catch it like that. It's not communicable like that. You know, I mean, we have to deal with this. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, that's my neighborhood too.
Yeah, but I got a serious problem with it because I got 3 youngsters, and I know they're going to be mixing with all these people. And you know how teenagers are. I know how teenagers are. I've been a teenager myself. I know what they do.
Well, that is why you teach your kids what they are supposed to do. And I got a roll, Rory.
Okay.
Thanks. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You're 3,000,000,000% right.
All right.
You got your back.
All right.
That's true. And then when it came out, all these different talks on Friday or whenever it came out, and then the sensible people got behind it and said exactly what you're saying. This makes no sense. This is weak. You see how quickly it died down because it had so many holes in it.
They
don't even talk about it too much anymore.
Well, it served its purpose, Barbara. It was about shaking up, because there are a lot of people that just took it at face value. There are a lot of people
I heard them on Fox.
Well, there are a lot of people. They played clips from crazy women out there saying, I just got over 9/11.
Exactly.
Good God, it's back, it's back. Shut up.
Right, maybe the only terrorist items they had, they gave them boots with bombs in them. Since they gave them boots, and that's the only terrorist connection they have.
They've got boots.
They put the bombs in there before they gave them the boots.
No, they did not. Because stop saying that, because people are going to say that that's what happened.
Stop.
The fact of the matter is that all they got are boots. Okay?
It won't work, because I said it first here on Liz Brown Show.
All right, ma'am.
All right, then.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. They've got boots! Duck! Duck! We'll be back.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Philip Person Roofing is a licensed and certified roofing contractor offering a 15-year warranty on a new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Whether commercial or residential, you can finance any new roof with your Visa or MasterCard. For a free estimate, call Philip Person Roofing at 361-7127, 361-7127.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Regions Bank. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3, the Canal Bridge, expect heavy volume this morning. Northbound 270 at 44 and Marshall, that traffic is building as well. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes all the way into 79, look for no problems to report. Westbound 270 at Riverview and New Halls Ferry, everything is running smoothly. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, paving operations have the right center lane closed. And westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, paving operations have the right center lane closed. The right lanes are back up to near 3rd Street. Westbound 64 onto the 5570 merge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, expect normal traffic. And northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic on that ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Regions Bank. Is your money not working hard enough for you? Get a better rate on your money market account from Regions Bank with our relationship money market. Come by any branch or call 1-800-REGIONS to see how your money can work harder. Regions Bank, member FDIC. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, look forward to mostly or partly sunny skies with a high around 80. This evening, partly cloudy, the chance for showers with a low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly sunny again with a chance for showers, a high in the mid-80s. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 59 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 60. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
With John Cena.
This is Christopher Daniels.
This is Paul Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Jarrett.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is Small Joe.
Hey, this is Batista.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle.
Hey, hey, it's the alpha male, Monty Brown.
And this is Brian So with a reminder for you to tune in each and every Tuesday at 6:30 for The Stranglehold, the only professional wrestling radio show in St. Louis, Tuesday night, 6:30 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Does it concern you that Mom and Dad or Grandma and Grandpa have been ripped off? Families USA is out with a new report that says drug makers raised the price of the 20 most prescribed drugs for seniors before Medicare Part D took effect, then lowered them to some degree afterwards, leading the Bush administration to brag about how wonderful Part D was in saving seniors big money. You've got to hear the mess behind Part D, Tuesday morning at 7, when Ron Pollock of Families USA joins Liz Brown here on the Wake Up Call.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without
it. Men who lack common sense will even lie to themselves, to themselves. A friend once said, and I found to be true, that everyday people, they lie to God too. So what makes you think that they won't lie to you? Forgive.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call, the number 1-877-920-WGNU. The show is also archived at whiterosesociety.org. You need to take advantage of whiterosesociety.org. Check out some of the shows that you've missed. They're also in the middle of a fundraising effort. You know, support them. They are very supportive of us. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get to me. AC.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Don't you think they're using that boot stuff for escape, being a scapegoat?
Explain what you mean.
I'm using that for that excuse over there for pointing at them for a scapegoat, trying to get out of something.
A scapegoat for what?
Whatever they had.
I don't think they're using them as a scapegoat. I think that they're using them to continue to try to drum up support for this Iraq invasion, this Iraq occupation. Remember, the Iraq occupation is based upon we're not fighting the Iraqis, we're fighting terrorism. How do you keep people in support of a war that is directed towards terrorism? You find terrorists. People, American people are not feeling the so-called terrorist threat in Iraq, so we've got to bring it home. We've got to demonstrate that the terrorists are not in Iraq. The terrorists are at home. You know, therefore, we got to keep fighting this war against terrorism.
So they're using terrorism for fear.
Yes.
And it says, if we living by faith, they're scaring a lot of people. A lot of people don't have faith, like some nationalities. We've been living by faith.
All right, now. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Sandy.
Hi. All last week I kept wondering why were they putting this crap on the news?
Mm-hmm.
And it was because they knew what was going to be coming out on Sunday.
The Iraqi amnesty.
That's exactly right.
Mm.
If you're all crazy about terrorists,
mm-hmm.
then you're not going to pay attention that the Iraqis are planning on giving amnesty to people who have been blowing up our soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, but here's the thing, Sandy. I mean, this is their country, right?
Absolutely.
They can do whatever they want to in their country. We do whatever we want to. We go and snatch people from other countries and take them to other countries to be tortured.
You know,
for the Iraqi government to want to do this and to plan on doing this, this is their government and we paid for it.
Exactly. But my point is, people like you and I and other people, we realize that. But the people who have supported this war unconditionally.
There you go.
How are they going to react
there you
when
go.
This comes out?
Well, let me tell you how they're going to react, Sandy. What they said is, they don't mean that. That's not what they really mean.
It is what they mean. It's exactly what they mean.
That's what they said. And you know what? From their perspective, it makes sense. Because the fact of the matter is they got to live with other Iraqis. They don't have to live with Americans.
Exactly. They're trying to solve their
issues.
War.
Their issues. We have people. We go and snatch people from other. We have Guantanamo. We have the Bay Guantanamo. I mean, we have the prison in Guantanamo where we've snatched people. And we say to the world, the United States says to the world, you know what? No, you can't have them. No, you can't talk about them and talk to them. And no, we're not going to tell you anything about them. And if they commit suicide while they're in our care, we're going to call it a PR act and shut up. So
that's exactly right. But the thing is, when the people in this country who have, as I said, support,
that's right.
When they realize, and they will realize it. Eventually.
Well, it's not about realization. It is about re-election. Okay? So if you are all about re-election, then you're not going to let reality get in your way. You're going to try to find a way to spin this. And so far, the attempted spin is the Iraqi government doesn't mean that.
Well, plus, if you've noticed, I don't know how much you've paid attention to this, they've already had talking heads who will come out and say, well, you know, they gave amnesty in World War I,
mm-hmm.
they gave amnesty to Japan, you know, and so forth and so on. They're already spinning this to condition these people who, are, in my opinion, are brainwashed into thinking, well, this is the way war works.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And they also don't want us to talk about the fact that Rush Limbaugh, the biggest drug user in the world, was stopped at the Miami airport with drugs in his possession.
Well, he had to.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe reality is kind of hitting him now.
In all fairness,
he's got to have some help.
In all fairness, he needs something to take him away from the reality that he has created. He has helped create.
He's got to deal.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Thank you,
Sandy. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. That's right. Rush Limbaugh was detained for 3 hours. This is how bold these people are. This man is the biggest drug user. Drug is a drug is a drug is a drug is a drug. An illegal drug is an illegal drug is an illegal drug. You can't put prescription in front of the drug and make it legal, make it acceptable, make it understandable, make it conditional. You can't put prescription in front of the word drug and clean it up. And that's what the drug user, Rush Limbaugh, is trying to do. And all of his little ditto dum-dums are doing is they're putting the word prescription in front of the word drug. It's still a drug. It's still illegal. You still a junkie. I hope I'm making myself clear, because sometimes I worry about being too subtle. I hope I'm making myself clear. Junkie Rush Limbaugh was detained for more than 3 hours at Miami Beach, Florida International Airport after authorities say that they found... Okay, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I did not finish reading the article. It wasn't OxyContin. It was Viagra. And he had two different doctors' prescription for Viagra. Conversation. Do not want to get into that conversation. My bad. He had two bottles of Viagra on him, and it didn't have his name on it, but rather those of two doctors. It was labeled as being issued to the physician rather than Limbaugh for privacy purposes. The pills were confiscated, and Limbaugh was released without being charged and without his Viagra. I guess things are not going well for old boy on the home front, on any level. On any level. Woo! He has to be drugged doing everything. 1-877-920-WG. Woo! You. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I got another slant on the, take on the brothers' event arresting down in Miami.
What's that?
One of the conservative talk show hosts, who I listen to also, the guy was saying that it's the media. The media should be appalled for divulging that the guys were arrested down in Miami, that it was national security, that they risked by divulging that information.
Well, wait a minute. How did the media make the head of the FBI go on Larry King?
That's my point, and that's what I called in and told him.
How can the media make the head of the FBI? The media wouldn't have known. This is this administration has put the S in secrecy.
Yes.
Dick Cheney has yet to divulge all of the goodies he handed out to the energy companies at his secret little giveaway at in the White House. So this is the last group of people to talk about the media. This is the administration that told the media not to report on stories, and the media held the stories up for 2 years.
Yes, ma'am.
What you talking about is the media. The media didn't make the head of the FBI go on Larry King to talk about these are bad guys. Dick Cheney doesn't say anything out of his little half-purse mouth unless it is intentional. Dick Cheney didn't even tell him that he shot his friend in the face and the heart, but he came out and said that these are very dangerous. I mean, shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
Shut up.
When the guy said that, I called in and I asked him. I said, doing a war on terror. You know, the U.S. government used the Patriot Act to grab many people that, you know, we know nothing about in the name of national security under the Patriot Act, and they haven't divulged. They've grabbed these people, that they're detaining these people under the guise of national security.
No.
And I said, what makes these guys any different?
No, I ain't even trying to have that conversation, Maurice. That's bunk.
Yes, ma'am.
That's bunk.
Second point, the last caller, I think her name was Lynn, when she was saying that the Iraqis are given amnesty, how the Iraqi government, or I guess they're stepping up and trying to take a little bit of control for their...
Okay, you have 10 seconds here, Maurice.
The Afghanistanis doing the same thing. Karzai, maybe it's a ploy, I don't know.
It's their country. They're going to do what they want to.
Yes, they're starting to do the same thing.
All right, thanks for your call. We're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. What's Rush going to do? No OxyContin and no Viagra. How's he going to do his show? I'll be back. Stay with me.
again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Jim Curran, Current Events. I'm delighted to say that Current Events is now on Monday nights from 8 to 10 o'clock. Current Events, where we encourage discussions for both sides of an issue. That way we can learn from each other. That's Jim Curran, Current Events, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on AM 920 WGNU, the station for the issues that matter most.
Join the Power Hour, Let's Get Busy, hosted by Zaki Baruti at our new hour at 9 p.m. every Thursday night for insightful information and intelligent discussion of the issues of the day. Tune in to the Power Hour, Let's Get Busy. Remember, knowledge is power.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Huss. Join me Thursday nights after the 7 o'clock news right here on Radio 920 as we circle the bases. Join my roundtable guests and myself as we talk about what's happening in the world of sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey. Yeah, we'll even talk a little NASCAR, and yeah, we'll even talk a little poker. We'll circle the bases. That's what the show's all about. 7:05 Thursday night right here on Radio 920.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. The Army says the cost to replace, repair, and upgrade equipment in Iraq and Afghanistan will triple next year to over $17 billion. The military was spending $4 billion a year since 2002 on such moves, but the active combat is taking a huge toll on resources. The dollars also include transferring 1,200 half-ton trucks, over 1,000 Humvees, and nearly $9 million worth of other stuff to the Iraqi security forces. The Marine Corps is also saying it's going to need $12 billion to replace and fix equipment lost in combat over the past 4 years. The Humvees are one of the highest-priced items. More armor has been added to them, and the extra weight is causing them to wear out faster, reducing their useful lifespan. Since September 11, 2001, the United States has spent close to a $500 billion on military business. And Dateline Detroit. A massive downsizing was announced by General Motors yesterday. About 30,000 workers will be taking advantage of early retirement and severance packages, which will reduce the company's total workforce by nearly 25%. Even more breathtaking, most of those workers will be gone by the end of this year, meaning General Motors will do in 6 months what it had in mind to do over a 2-year period. Former GM subsidiary Delphi, the biggest car parts maker in America, is set to announce this week that nearly a third of its union workers will also take similar buyouts. GM says by shedding the workers, it's going to save tremendous amounts of money in future health and pension benefits. Another area of concern for GM is something called the Jobs Bank. This program allows auto workers who are laid off to get their full pay if they just show up at the plant every day or if they do volunteer community service work each day. Auto industry analysts say this move signals a definite end to the good jobs period in the car-making business. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Does it concern you that mom and dad or grandma and grandpa have been ripped off? Families USA is out with a new report that says drug makers raised the price of the 20 most prescribed drugs for seniors before Medicare Part D took effect, then lowered them to some degree afterwards, leading the Bush administration to brag about how wonderful Part D was in saving seniors big money. You've got to hear the mess behind Part D, Tuesday morning at 7, when Ron Pollock of Families USA joins Liz Brown here on The Wake-Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. That's right. Whew, mercy, mercy, mercy me. Mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. 1-877-920-WGNU. You know whose theme song that is, don't you? That would be Rush Limbaugh's theme song. Ooh, no, I am not, Howard. I am not saying that. 1-877-920-WGNU. Joyce, good morning.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
I was wondering, did you hear anything about what was the outcome of the Saddam Hussein trial?
It's not over yet.
It's not?
They just killed another one of his lawyers, so I think they have to start. No, it's not over.
The reason why I asked that is I heard on a late-night talk show, and it said that they probably would, if they did find him guilty and give him the death penalty, they wouldn't because they was planning on putting him back in power.
Don't know. Don't know. Don't know.
Stop some of the insurgency that's going on over there.
Don't know.
Okay.
I do know the trial is still going on.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. Ron on a car phone.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
I was doing some thinking about this thing that happened in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, arresting these guys and the FBI, and I thought this would be a great sequel to Barbershop 3 if they could make a movie about this and incorporate some of the bumblingness of going on of this administration and what they're doing, and also send a message out to let people know in that movie also that we all are under close scrutiny, so it would have a double meaning in this. What do you think about
it? You know, it is so not funny. It is so scary. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Ron. It is this administration, these people are losing what little minds they started with. It is frightening. It is because, I mean, it would be funny, but it's too frightening. This is landing somewhere. And the instinct of this administration, the instinct of this party to go and grab a bunch of black men and black faces and try to paint terrorists on them when they didn't have the means, they didn't have the connection, they didn't have the will to do anything, and to shake those faces in front of us and go on Larry King Live and to go on the talk shows and to have Dick Cheney come out of his bunker to make a comment, this is huge. This is a big deal. They are trying to play us, and they're using the race card to do it.
And I agree, which is why I felt this might work in that you are getting out information in a way that people would go out to see this.
Mm.
And in that, and in seeing this, you could send a message do that.
All right.
And let the people know.
All right.
Think about it.
Thank you, Ron.
Sure.
You're on the wake-up call.
Liz, hi.
Yes.
This is Erling.
Yes, Erling.
All weekend when this mess broke. You know how you hear certain things and you just know even before you hear the details, like you said, they're playing us.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the black faces were shown, when I just heard seven terrorists arrested in Miami, I just threw my hands up and laughed. I said, okay, here we go again. I'm not sure how many people out there remember. Now, you have a diverse audience as far as age-wise, so there may be some old heads like me. I just had a 58th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Who remember, thank you, back in the 60s and 70s, you had meetings of so-called Black Panthers or other so-called hate groups, and often those meetings were overpopulated by FBI informants. You might have a meeting of 12 people. 10 of them were FBI plants. So, you know, this thing was so ludicrous and laughable, you know, as you say, if it weren't serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched some of the news people this weekend. Believe it or not, some of them, you could tell they were trying to keep them laughing. The story was so ridiculous and so ludicrous what they were claiming. And so they finally changed the crawler to saying that the FBI was saying, well, these people were more, what was the word they were using? Aspirational.
Than operational.
Than operational.
Mm-hmm. So why do you have them? You had a bunch of men that at the most were smack talking. At the most. And the only reason they were talking that way is because the informant was saying that.
Well, setting up, well, in some cases, you had cases where the FBI informants or the plant would come in and incite people to violence and say, hey, we need to go out and we need to, you know, throw a Molotov cocktail here. They were the ones who planned the ideas,
mm-hmm.
who often carried them out.
Mm-hmm.
They then have a person who sort of go along. I thought about the movie The Gang Who Couldn't Shoot Straight. I mean, not knocking the brothers, but I mean, come on. These guys probably couldn't have even pulled off a robbery in their neighborhood.
The non-Al-Qaeda informant found them. The non-Al-Qaeda informant did everything. So what are they charging these men with? Are they charging them with anything? They're charging them with conspiracy. And we both know how easy it is to make a conspiracy case.
Oh, sure.
And how they don't have to have the evidence to make conspiracy cases. It is outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous and typical of this administration.
And the reason I also called, I'm sitting here with the TV watching me with the sound off, but there have been a couple of callers saying that a Missouri judge has postpone any execution pending
the ruling that came from the Supreme Court saying that the lethal injections are cruel and unusual, so they've got to, Missouri has to say how they're killing people before any kind of executions can be carried out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
they're saying, because I kept waiting for the details. They say the crawler is just simply saying Missouri judge, you know, postpones Missouri execution.
Yes, they do.
Any more detail.
Right, and that's kind of what the details are. But thank
you.
Well,
the crazy people are running the asylum.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, the last lady, that was called a cruel and unusual punishment, and that's Amendment 8. That's why they stopped the killings. It should be against the law to harass people with that type of a punishment. But the reason I called her today is that's really one of the reasons that Florida issue arises. Any way to profile the race, age, and color of people. What I went through is pretty much with these amendments that I'm looking at by just getting a copy of them at the library. The amendments are made back in 1951 and back in 1791. I guess that's when they voted on them. But I think it's time to re-vote.
All right. Thanks for your call, Andrew. You're on the wake-up call.
This has Karl Rove's fingerprints all over it. In 1988, they put he and Lee Atwater put Willie Horton up. This time he puts 7 Willie Hortons up. Thank you very much.
This is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You can't afford to miss the next hour. We're going to be talking about how much we have gotten ripped off with this Medicaid D piece. It's really horror story after horror story. You don't want to miss this. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that, the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brothers.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
Keep running and get the heck out of there. I wish we all did.
Barry Bullock knows he is lucky he made it out of the Elks Club building in Clinton, Missouri, as it came crashing down around him. Eight others did. One didn't.
You can see rescue workers from one of the U.S. government's heavy search and rescue task forces. There are only 13 of these in the country, and you can tell these guys are bewildered and worn out and just, you know, just sprawled out right now as they wait for their orders as to what they're going to do next.
Reporter August Skamenka in Clinton. The forecast today for Washington, D.C., more rain on top of days of wet weather blamed for flooding, down trees and power lines. It's given Albert Anderson, who owns Rainbow Towing in Alexandria, Virginia, a lot of business.
For the last few days, we're holding about 70 calls now, all flood vehicles, cars that the water levels are up to the dashboard.
The commute into the district is a mess. Amtrak service canceled south of the Capitol should resume later today. Some federal buildings are still closed. So is the National Zoo. It's been over a week since residents of Arizona's Oak Creek Canyon were told to leave their homes as a huge wildfire burned toward them. Well, they can go home later today. About time, if you ask Dave and Rosemary Hendrickson.
Probably sit outside with our pets and have a drink.
Don't want to go through this again. Once in a lifetime's enough.
The fires burn more than 4,200 acres. Trouble for a nationally syndicated radio talk show host.
As required by law, customs agents searched Rush Limbaugh's luggage at Palm Beach International Airport. Palm Beach County Sheriff spokesman Paul Miller says agents found a bottle of Viagra under someone else's name.
We interviewed Mr. Limbaugh. He was cooperative. He was not charged with any crime. He was not arrested. He was not given a notice to appear.
The state attorney's office will now review the case and decide what, if any, charges Limbaugh will face. Donna Rapato, ABC News, Miami.
This is ABC News.
ABC's Charles Gibson. For 19 years, he started your day, opened your eyes, brightened your morning. Now, be there this Wednesday as Good Morning America celebrates Charles Gibson's move from morning to world news tonight. Join Diane Sawyer, Robin Roberts, and Good Morning America for a morning TV celebration 19 years in the making.
Charlie is simply the best. Simply the best.
Don't miss the last time Charles Gibson says,
Good Morning America.
This Wednesday, 7 a.m., only on ABC.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting entry-level opportunities. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call now for an ITT Tech brochure. 1-800-851-4499. 1-800-851-4499.
Not offered at every campus. Check the ITT Tech for a list of programs offered.
With the 4th of July coming up, you may be planning your picnic menu, and what is more American than Twinkies? ABC's Joan Bennett has more on a new cookbook for the hostess from Hostess.
New life for a Depression-era treat. The Twinkies Cookbook features 50 recipes using the cream-filled oblong finger cakes in creations such as Twinkie lasagna, Twinkie sushi, a Twinkie burrito, and Twinkie milkshakes. Interstate Bakeries of Illinois, which produces Twinkies under the Hostess brand, collected recipes from around the country to showcase the more exotic uses of the mini sponge cakes, which, by the way, don't last forever, despite the urban myth. They have a shelf life of around 25 days. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Go on, have that second cup of joe, or that third if you'd like. A report in the Archives of Internal Medicine says drinking coffee can lower your risk of developing diabetes. And the experts say if you do decaf, all the better. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, there's still no word of an arrest in a deadly beating in South St. Louis. Police say 20-year-old Naoki Guzman was found beaten to death Sunday morning at his home in the 3900 block of Eichelberger. A 19-year-old woman was also found beaten and remains hospitalized. Police are still working to identify a man shot to death over the weekend in Pine Lawn. The man had no identification on him when he was found Sunday night at Dardanella and Crescent. Authorities are reportedly looking for two men in connection with the shooting. Five area families are receiving help from the American Red Cross after they were burned out of their homes. The Red Cross is providing the families with food, clothing, and assistance with shelter. Three of the fires, two Friday and one Saturday, happened in the city of St. Louis. The other fires burned down homes in the 5500 block of Mabel in North County and the 8500 block of Idaho in Lima. Finally this hour, a new report being released today brings good and bad news for Missouri's children. Laura Beavers, a research associate for the Annie E. Casey Foundation, says the 17th annual Kids Count Data Book ranks Missouri 30th for children's well-being.
And that's 30th out of the 50 states. Slightly better than the ranking from last year, so there has been some improvement in Missouri relative to other states, but still Missouri ranks about in the middle of the country as far as overall child well-being.
The report indicates that there was a decrease in the number of Missouri teens who don't have a high school diploma or a GED and the teenage death rate. The state's infant mortality rate increased to 7.9 deaths per 1,000 live births. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Advil Muscle Ache. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the every pain reliever. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 44, Chrysler and 366. Look for no problems report there. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge. Traffic is slow approaching the bridge. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor all the way to Mason. Look for no problems there. Eastbound 70 from K to Mid Rivers Mall. Look for stop-and-go traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 at New Florissant and 170. Heavy volume in the right lane. Westbound 70 at Cave Springs. Road construction right lane closed. Eastbound 270 from 367 to Lilac. There's construction projects and it's reduced to one lane, and traffic is slow approaching 367 at this hour. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, there's paving operations. Right center lane is closed, and traffic is slowing near the merge, and all your other approaches are slowing up at this hour to the Poplar Street Bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Just how thirsty are you? Quench your thirst without ever leaving the cool air conditioning of your car with a Hugo-sized drink at McDonald's for just 89 cents. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly sunny today. Chance of showers, high around 80. Partly cloudy this evening. Chance of showers, low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 59 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 60, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Does it concern you that Mom and Dad or Grandma and Grandpa have been ripped off? Families USA is out with a new report that says drug makers raised the price of the 20 most prescribed drugs for seniors before Medicare Part D took effect, then lowered them to some degree afterwards, leading the Bush administration to brag about how wonderful Part D was in saving seniors big money. You've got to hear the mess behind Part D, Tuesday morning at 7, when Ron Pollack of Families USA joins Liz Brown here on The Wake-Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Revolution!
would say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. We heard all kinds of the world is just going to change for the better. From this administration, Bush and his and congressional leaders just were crowing how the Medicare drug program was going to fix all that ailed our seniors. Huh? How'd that work out for us? We need to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, we have the director of Families USA joining us from Washington, D.C., Ron Pollack. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you again.
It's great to have you here. How'd that work out for us?
Oh, not so good.
One of the things that this administration has been saying, and we've been hearing it for quite some time now, that the program was a success. We enrolled the number of seniors that we needed to enroll. Is that accurate?
Well, the biggest disappointment is among those people who are low income. The last survey that we took based on the numbers given to us by the Bush administration was that only one out of four low income people who needed to enroll in order to get the subsidies that they are eligible for have enrolled. So three out of four are not yet getting the subsidies that they are entitled to. That's disappointing.
And, well, disappointing, yes, but is it dangerous for the seniors? Where are the seniors, the three out of the four low-income seniors that haven't enrolled in this program, where are they in terms of getting their medicines?
Well, many of them aren't getting their medicines. Many of them simply can't afford to pay for medicines. One of the things that we documented last week was that the prices of these drugs have increased yet again, despite the administration's promise that with this new Medicare Part D, prices would come down. And quite the contrary, since the program began, they've gone up.
How can they go up?
Well, what the Bush administration said is we're going to have these private plans, and they're going to compete with one another, and they're then going to get the drug companies to moderate their prices. Well, guess what? That's not what happened.
Private for-profit companies are going to moderate their prices?
I note a tone of sarcasm about that.
I'm just asking, Rod. I mean, how does that work in the world that we live in?
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that we have been saying all along is if you truly want to moderate prices, do like the Veterans Administration does. The VA bargains on behalf of veterans to get prices down. And we compared the prices that the VA gets for the top 20 drugs prescribed for seniors with the lowest prices obtained by any of the Part D plans. And guess what? For every one of the top 20 drugs, the VA gets a better price, and the median difference is an astounding 46%. So, unfortunately, seniors are not getting the benefit of what could have happened. And in fact, because of the lobbying of the drug companies, the Medicare law prohibits Medicare for bargaining on behalf of seniors, just like the VA does so successfully for veterans.
And also, one of the things that we talked about last time that you were on the air, we talked about these dual eligible folks.
Right.
Can we talk about what a dual eligible recipient is?
Sure. Dual eligible are the poorest of the poor seniors. They are sufficiently poor that they qualify both for Medicare and for Medicaid. Now, the people who are in this group of dual eligibles, they used to get their drug coverage through Medicaid.
Okay, and we're going to need you to hold that thought because we have to take a break.
All right.
I'm talking with Ron Pollock, director of Families USA. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about how the Medicare drug program initiated by this administration fails to reach our low-income seniors, and we're talking about millions and millions and millions of Americans. Stay with us.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes. But really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio, to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Peace of mind. This is Liz Brown and the wake-up call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. I am talking to the director of Families USA, Ron Pollock, and he's joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about how this Medicare Part D drug legislation that was enacted is failing to reach low-income seniors. And, Ron, we were talking about dual eligibles on the way out.
Right. And as we were saying, the folks who are so sufficiently low income that they qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid, they used to get their drug coverage through Medicaid, but that all stopped on January 1. And in order to get drug coverage, they had to be transferred into one of these private plans under Medicare Part D. Now, most people were unaware of this. And so what the administration did was it automatically enrolled these dual eligibles into a Part D plan. That's not a bad thing, but there's a catch. And the catch is that when they enrolled them in a private Part D plan, they did so irrespective of what drugs are prescribed for them. And so they might have been enrolled in a plan that doesn't cover their drugs. And the out-of-pocket costs that people used to pay under Medicaid were cheaper than the out-of-pocket costs they now pay under a Part D plan. So for the poorest of the poor, many of them are considerably worse off than they were before.
And also, Ron, didn't they get hit the hardest during the confusion at the early stages of the program?
Yes, that's absolutely right. What happened, a number of things. First of all, the seniors who went to the drugstore thinking that they were still getting covered by Medicaid, learned that they were not. In some instances, the computers did not adequately have a record of the transfer, And so some of them, when they showed up at the drugstore, were told, you don't have any coverage whatsoever. And as a result, some people were turned away from drugstores without getting their medicines. Now, ultimately what happened was a number of states intervened and said, we'll continue to provide them coverage through Medicaid until this thing gets fixed by the Bush administration.
And, Ron, one of the other just astounding missteps of this program is how people were notified about it to begin with. There was very little information put out to people, and then there was also a digital divide, too, because the people that got the most information were people that had access to the Internet.
Well, that's right. What happened was... one of the key ways that the administration said they were going to inform people about what choices they had was through a website that is run by the Department of Health and Human Services. We know that seniors, generally, only 25% of them use computers to access the Internet. Of course, for people who are lower income, it's lower still because they can't afford to pay to buy a computer. So for the people who needed help the most, they were disadvantaged.
And in terms of the cost of, do we have any idea of the cost of lives? Has anybody died as a result of this? How do we measure the suffering of people with this program, trying to get to become part of this program and get their medicines?
Well, for somebody who has chronic health conditions, who can't afford their medicines, either because their drug isn't covered by their plan, or if they're low income, they're not getting the subsidies they need to make it affordable, of course their lives are at risk. Now, there's another thing that comes into play. For those people who are not getting these low income subsidies, if they are taking multiple drugs, they're going to fall into a gap of coverage that we in Washington euphemistically call a donut hole. And what that donut hole is, I mean, your listeners are probably shaking their head as they hear this. If you have drug costs above $2,250 a year.
And that's not a lot of money, is it, Ron?
It is not. It is not, especially somebody who's got chronic health conditions. They have to pay 100% of their drug costs between $2,250 and $5,100. That's a gap of $2,850.
Oh, for God's sake.
And mind you, while they are paying 100% of the cost for the drugs, they have to continue to pay the monthly premium for the program.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I think a lot of seniors are shaking their head and just saying, what is this all about? And unfortunately, the Bush administration and their supporters in Congress don't want to change the program.
Well, what about the people that understand the problems of this program? What are they saying? Are we hearing an outcry about this?
Oh, I've heard from many seniors across the country.
I mean the legislators that allowed this to happen. Are we hearing an outcry about this, the failure of this program?
Well, to be let's be specific. You have two senators in Missouri, Senators Talent and Bond, and they haven't spoken out to try to get this change. In fact, they oppose the changes that would allow Medicare to bargain for cheaper prices so that people could get a decent price, that you take the savings from bargaining for cheaper price and fill this gap, the donut hole, so people have coverage, and actually get the job done for low-income people. Unfortunately, Senators Talent and Bond are not supporting changes.
Also, Ron, some people decided or made the change. They went in, they went on the Internet, they got help, they figured out which medical program out of the thousands that they had to choose from covered the medicines that they needed and that they used. But some of those people now are in these programs. They're locked in for, how long are you locked into this program?
You're locked in for 1 year.
For 1 year. And some people are finding that the company that they chose decided not to carry their medicine. Can they do that? And is that happening?
Well, there's now a change in the rules about this that's mainly a good change, but there's still some change that needed to be made that hasn't been made. The change that has been made is that, as you were saying, the rules until about 2 months ago said that you enroll in a plan, you're locked into the plan for a full year, but your plan can switch what drugs are covered. That is no longer allowed. If a plan switches drugs, they have to allow you to continue to get the drugs that you thought were available to you when you enrolled. But they are allowed to switch the prices of those drugs every day.
Oh, for crying out loud. Do they all, now, I understand the word switch. Are they allowed to stop carrying the drug?
No, they're allowed generally to stop carrying the drug, but if you enrolled, let's say you take a particular drug, say Celebrex as an example, they can't in the middle of the year tell you that you can't get Celebrex from their drug list. If they want to change, they can do it, but they have to allow you to continue to get that drug, and that should be covered.
But what if you go to your pharmacist, Ron, and your pharmacist said that this program no longer carries Celebrex? What do you do? Who do you call?
Well, you have to then appeal with that plan to get them to change it. And there was an article written in the New York Times this weekend that says that the appeals to these plans are languishing. They're not dealing with these appeals in a timely way.
Who's monitoring the appellate process?
Well, it does not look like it's being monitored at all.
Well, who's supposed to be monitoring the appeals process?
Well, the federal government, the agency that runs the Medicare program. But, you know, they've wanted to privatize this program for a long time, and so they're happy to allow these private plans to do a whole lot of things that I don't think should be tolerated, because they want to encourage these private plans to stay in the program. Remember, you know, Medicare, for years and years, since 1965, was run directly by the Medicare program. Mm. With respect to this prescription drug program, it's run exclusively by private plans.
Mm. So what are people to do, Ron?
Well, the first thing I think, you know,
And we have 3 minutes?
Well, the first thing they need to do is they got to talk to their representatives in the Senate and the House and say, this needs to change. And, you know, I'm sorry, so far the two Missouri senators are opposed to change.
But one of them is running for re-election.
Yeah, and this is a time to hold him accountable.
That's exactly right.
I don't know her, but I've heard that his opponent,
Claire McCaskill.
Apparently, she is prepared to make this change that would allow Medicare to bargain for cheaper prices.
Now we need to get it all in writing, though, don't we, Ron?
I guess.
We need to get it all.
So the first thing is, I hate to say it, you got to be a little political, because these are all political decisions.
Fact.
And then I think people have to, you know, and there's nothing more important than if you're being denied your rights, you've got to speak out and you've got to keep on complaining and keep on appealing, because in this system, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Ron Pollack, Director of Families USA, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, Liz, I'm always delighted to join you.
Take care. And I heard that you were just amazing on. You were on McNeil Lear, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you were just amazing on there. Keep doing the great job you're doing.
Yeah, well, you do the great job you're doing.
All right, Ron. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a quick look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Regions Bank. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River to 270. Look for site delays as drivers slow to the exits on 270. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge. Expect heavy volume approaching the bridge. Eastbound 40 at Mason and Dallas. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 70 from K to Mid Rivers Mall. Look for stop-and-go traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and 170. Slow traffic there in pockets as well. Eastbound 40 to Poplar Street Bridge, paving operations have the right lane closed, and westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for paving operations. Right center lane's closed. Traffic's jamming back to the 64 merge, 64 at Ball Avenue and the 5570 merge. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, look for slight delays, and northbound Route 3 as well as westbound East Bridge, you can expect slight delays as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Regions Bank. Is your money not working hard enough for you to get a better rate on your money market account? From Regions Bank with our relationship money market. Come by any branch or call 1-800-REGIONS to see how your money can work harder. Regions Bank, member FDIC. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Partly sunny day, chance of showers, high around 80 this evening. Partly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the mid-60s. Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same. Partly sunny both days, high in the mid-80s both days. Currently, we have 62 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 62. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Black and Green Wednesday takes place on July 5th at 7 p.m. with the Forum Instead of Oil. The Forum takes place at the Regional Arts Commission on Del Mar. This event is sponsored by the Gateway Green Alliance. Bring your questions, thoughts, and comments for discussion. To find out more, call 314-727-8554 or visit gateway-greens.org or insteadofwar.org. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Radio caller, away!
Folks, that's the Lone Ranger. Catch him weekdays at 5 p.m. here on WGNU.
Hi, I'm John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself. Every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU 920 AM.
What you need to know when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We are open for your calls, comments, and questions. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Go Ghana! Go Ghana! Go Ghana! Ghana's going to be playing in the World Cup. And if they beat Brazil, go Ghana, go Ghana, go Ghana. Good luck to the Ghanaians. That's a fun word to say. The Ghanaians. Good luck to the Ghanaians. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920. WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Sometimes, in dealing with this this administration, it's like you can't even script some of the madness that comes out of their mouth. Now, if you sat down with the best comedy writers in the world, if you were able to bring back Richard Pryor and have him sit down with some of the with Dave Chappelle and sit down and script out some of this madness, they wouldn't be able to conceive of this stuff because it's just unbelievable the things that they're asking us to swallow. I'm looking at the front of the New York Times. That would be today, June 27th, Tuesday. Now look at the front of the New York Times. And the front of the New York Times, there's a photograph. FEMA. Remember, you're doing a great job, Brownie? Well, George Bush is still in charge of FEMA. Even though Brownie is not there, it's still George Bush's responsibility. Boy George is still in charge. Brownie left, but Boy George is still here. And there is a photograph on the front page of the New York Times, bottom of the fold, but front page nonetheless. And the photograph shows, imagine, if you will, acre after acre after acre after acre of mobile homes pressed close together. So we're not talking about mobile homes with a yard. We're talking about mobile homes pressed close together. Mobile homes numbering 10,000. Now, some of you are thinking, well, you know, I've heard that the Gulf Coast victims, they're living in mobile homes. No. These are 10,000, numbering 10,000 empty mobile homes. Where are they sitting? They're sitting on an airfield in Hope, Arkansas. Okay. All right. Big screw up. They didn't get the mobile homes to where they need to be. But it's more than that. It's more than that. We have 10,000 empty mobile homes that have been paid for by this administration. They're sitting in an airfield in Hope, Arkansas, and our good government is paying $250,000 a month to store them. And what does George Bush call a disgrace? Check it out.
The disclosure of this program is disgraceful. We're at war with a bunch of people who want to hurt the United States of America. And for people to leak that program and for a newspaper to publish it does great harm to the United States of America. What we were doing was the right thing. The 9/11 Commission recommended that the government be robust in tracing money. If you want to figure out what the terrorists are doing, you try to follow their money.
Hmm.
And that's exactly what we're doing. And the fact that a newspaper disclosed it makes it harder to win this war on terror.
Now, what the? You know what, Howard? I think you're going to have to turn the mic off for a few minutes because I got to let it rip. So let me get this straight, boy, George. Let me get this straight. You concerned about the money and what is disgraceful. I'm looking at a picture of 10,000 empty mobile homes sitting in an airfield in Hope, Arkansas, and we're paying $250,000 a month to store them because of your office screw-ups. And you're worried about the press doing what the press is supposed to do? If that's not bunk, if that's not some mess, he's going to call that a disgrace? I understand you got ADD. I understand that you don't have an attention span that expands more than or extends more than 30 seconds, but I think even you can focus your attention on a photograph for at least 2 seconds and appreciate the gravity and the insanity of the world that you, the stuff that you're pitching. the stuff that you're pitching to us. And if you listen to the voice, he has an attitude. This boy got an attitude about this. Play that again, Howard. I want you to listen to the attitude of this boy when he talks
this mess. The disclosure of this program is disgraceful.
Disgraceful indeed.
We're at war with a bunch of people who want to hurt the United States of America.
Like you?
And for people to leak that program and for a newspaper to publish it does great harm to the United States
of
America.
What about $250,000 a month?
It's the right thing. The 9/11 Commission recommended that the government be robust in tracing money.
How about robust in wasting money?
You try to follow their money. And that's exactly what we're doing. And the fact that a newspaper discloses
makes it harder to win this war on
terror.
You need to bring that stuff home. Follow the money here. Oh, you want to talk about wasting money? What about the billions of dollars that y'all handed out in bricks over there in Iraq? You worried about wasting money? You worried about tracking the money? $250,000 a month. Let me see. How many months has it been since Katrina? I'll give them 3 months before they got the mobile homes there. Katrina happened in August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. 6 months. $250,000. How much is that? How much money is that? Is that $1 million? Is that $1 million? I think so. I think so. I think we have about $1.5 million, don't we, in rent? And y'all gonna, we're gonna hear news. We heard news stories about girls gone wild video. How about boys gone wild? Boys gone wild. This is madness. This is madness. I know you didn't want them to report that story. I know you didn't. I know you didn't. The New York Times, followed by Wall Street Journal, followed by L.A. Times, began a reporting the program on Thursday evening. Let me see. What did we hear? Okay, y'all, what happened on Friday after the New York Times broke this story about spying on people's bank accounts? Can anybody remember? I'm not asking you to go back 100 years. I'm not asking you to go back a year. I'm asking you to go back just a few hours, a few days. Thursday, the New York Times broke the story about this administration finding yet another place to spy upon us illegally. What happened on Friday? Why, we had the head of the FBI on Larry King saying, we got terrorists in Florida. And they're getting ready to blow up the Sears building. Are y'all connecting the dots? You think that's a coinky dinky? You think that's a coinky dinky? Understand how y'all being played. They call the people that don't have the bombs, don't have the means, don't have the will, don't have the strategy. They don't have the strategy to blow up some popcorn in oil. But these are terrorists. Understand why that you're being played. Understand how you're being played. Understand why you're being played. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Ooh, Lord. Lord, we got stuff to talk about. Stay with me.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Panama City. The president of Panama has proposed legislation that will allow for construction of a third set of locks on the Panama Canal in order to allow larger ships to pass through and reduce the backlog of vessels that currently use the facility. President Martin Torrijos says the extra lock is necessary to keep the canal competitive in the 21st century. New mega cargo ships called Panamax carry 4,000 cargo containers and are barely able to fit into the 108-foot-wide locks at the canal. The new locks would be 177 feet wide. The problem is the project is going to cost over $5 billion, and the annual budget of the entire country of Panama is just $6.5 billion. President Torrijos says the cost will be financed by imposing higher canal use fees. He also says the additional jobs to be created by the project, which will take 5 years to complete, will produce an economic boost that will help offset the price tag. And Dateline Fayetteville. The Army has gone as far as saying that it is possible that a paratrooper from Fort Bragg may have died from vaccinations that he took for smallpox and influenza. PFC Christopher Abston of Kentucky was found dead in his barracks just before last Christmas, and that was about 2 weeks after he took the vaccines. The military says the smallpox vaccine that he took is known to cause inflammation of the heart muscle, a condition known as myocarditis, and that was revealed in his autopsy. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. Learn how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. That's Design 411 at noon, Wednesdays on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This is a message to all those who've been trying.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to comment about the alleged men that were arrested in Florida saying that they were terrorists. Now, it's on tape from the FBI infiltrator that they didn't even know where the Sears building is located. It's on tape that the infiltrator is telling them how to get there. So how are they going to blow up something that they didn't even know where it was?
How are you going to blow up something when you don't have the means to do it?
And not even that, you don't know how to find it. This is something, I don't know, you probably remember when the police from the terrorist squad infiltrated the, I think they were the Fresno Peace Group. They had been around for many, many years and always been known as peaceful. He infiltrated their group and was in there for years, and they said that they noticed that he had been taking down a numerous amount of notes and asking a lot of questions. They just said, well, maybe he was enthusiastic. And how they found out that he was an infiltrator, he was killed in a motorcycle accident. and someone recognized his picture because he has been using a phony name when he infiltrated the group, and they better be lucky because some trumped-up charges could have been filed against them. So you just don't know what groups they're in, and they'll infiltrate your group for no reason. I mean, like this Fresno Peace Group, I think they've been around for many, many years and always known as peaceful, and most of them were middle-aged people just sitting around talking and discussing how to be peaceful. So if they'll infiltrate that group, imagine what they'd do if you march or try to take exercises.
Thanks for your
call. Unbelievable.
Thanks for your call. You're on the wake-up call.
This is Belter. I want to talk about the people that they claim they got from the Seals Tower down in, blow up the Seals Tower. The people in Florida, what they're talking about. But anyway, it's about the color of people there, they don't have no means about having the means and things to blow up the towers, and they didn't have the means to do it. And it's mighty strange that they talking about they had informers to tell them about what they said. I think it's just a hyped up deal to trying to get tourists by, right, homegrown tourists right in the United States or whatever.
That's right.
And it's mighty strange too. I just watch a picture last night. I just turned away from about the Ku Klux Klan on Channel 9 about how they just talking about a race of people that they didn't like, and that was God will. They didn't pull the hair religious, and they don't pull the be breathing the same air that they breathing, And it's just strange how it's happening when the polls was down with George Bush.
No, polls were down. And remember, the story hit the newspaper about this administration spying on us, spying on our bank accounts. They're spying on us. They've been surveilling us. They've been listening on our phone calls. And now they've been in our bank accounts. That's when this story came out.
Yes, yeah. And how can they have a place in Cuba that they holding detainees, and we don't even much associate with Cuba, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't even go to Cuba without a lot of, stuff. You can't even go in there. But they could detain prison there, and they don't have no rights, and just detain them, and they don't even have a case on them.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, ma'am.
1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. There's an amazing editorial by Clark Kent Irvin. What a ridiculous name. Clark Kent Irvin. The Inspector General of Homeland Security Department from 2003 and 2004. And I need some information on this Aspen Institute, because that's where he is a fellow, at the Aspen Institute. What kind of place is this? Because he has an editorial in the New York Times today. And his editorial is he's articulating something that is very helpful to the Bush administration. Top of the fold, the usual suspects, it's called. The usual suspects. He says, it's really profoundly clever. One of the things that he's talking about is what happened on Friday in Florida. It says, to understand why reflexively associating terrorism with Arabs is ill-advised. So he's talking about it's unfair to stereotype Arab people as terrorists. All kinds of people are terrorists. But what are the all kinds of people he's talking about?
To understand why reflexively associating terrorism with Arabs is ill-advised, consider the arrest in Miami last week of seven men allegedly plotting to blow up the FBI at headquarters there in the Sears Tower. It turns out that many of the men's families and friends maintained that they were merely harmless oddballs. But if the government's allegations prove true, these men were CATA loyalists intent on waging a ground war against the United States as in order to kill as many devils as possible in the attack as good or greater than 9/11. None of these men is Arab. Most are African American and all of them black. If it turns out that they were terrorists inspired by Al-Qaeda and radicalized by an extremist interpretation of Islam, it will not be the first time that terrorist ideology has infiltrated the black community. Boy, isn't this something? This is what Clark Kent Irving wrote in the New York Times op-ed page. Feel what Clark Kent is saying. Oh, you don't worry about stereotyping Arabs, because black people are terrorists too. Black people are terrorists too. And what's the reference that he uses? In 2004, Ernest James Ojama. 2004. And in 2005, the government charged three African American Muslims converts with planning to attack a National Guard's facilities and synagogues and Israeli and the Israeli consulate in L.A. This government charging anybody with anything is not proof of anything. Your evidence is what this government has charged black people with? What's the purpose of this editorial? The purpose of this editorial is to make certain that we understand that the terrorists have moved to the United States and the terrorists are living in the United States and they look like my daddy and they look like me. And the article goes on, the editorial goes on. African Americans are not the only non-Arab Americans who have been radicalized and enlisted in the terrorist cause. Now, mind you, he don't have no dang proof that any black folks have done this. But the next sentence, of course he has. They are not the only non-Arabs. In the case of Jose Padilla, a Puerto Rican, let me see, brown. And then I love this paragraph. In other words, writes Clark Kent Irving, Inspector General of Homeland Security, whose side is he on? Whose side is he writing for? Are y'all feeling me on this? In other words, terrorists can come and do in every color of the racial and ethnic rainbow. You didn't name no white terrorists. Only people you named is Barbara Brown terrorists. And who is Clark Kent? He is a fellow at the Aspen Institute, and the Aspen Institute is funded by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and the Carnegie Corporation, right-wing organization. He's on the front page of the editorial page in the New York Times saying it makes sense to grab some black men. Because those are the people that are radicalized in America. Who blew up the Oklahoma? Who blew up the building in Oklahoma? Do you look like my daddy or George Bush's daddy? And now black folks are the terrorists. Mike? You're on the wake-up call.
Ms. Brown, let me say this right quick. I didn't want to call. I just listen to you every day. And I knew, even before, when all this started, I knew they was going to bring black people and Afro-Americans in. If we stand up and speak for our right and march, we was out on the highways and things, then we become the communists, we become the one that wants to destroy. And so the thing about it, I was going to say the same thing about Oklahoma. these militias and things, white militias, practicing with all types of weaponry out there. And the government never did buy them. So this is just nothing but a farce. But I knew, living in America, I'm in my 70s, Miss Brown, I won't say, but I'm up there. And all of my life, whenever something negative, I've never known black, I served in the military. Black folks have died and everything. If we march out here now for our rights and everything, which they're trying to turn back, I knew they was going to bring black people into this.
Okay,
so,
and I got a roll. I got a roll. Thank you. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Everyone is accounted for at the site of a building collapse in Clinton, Missouri. 9 made it out alive, 1 didn't. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
The one that did not make it out was the leader of the lodge.
He's our exalted ruler, and he was preparing to give a speech.
Barry Bullock, a lodge member, says the leader, Tony Comer, was on the floor above everyone else.
Within a few more minutes, most of us would have been back upstairs with him and been up there in that same area.
The century-old building collapsed around everyone just as they were finishing dinner. Most got out right away. 10 were trapped much of the night. By dawn, all except 32-year-old Tony Comer had been rescued. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
If you live along the East Coast, you're probably under a flood watch today. They're in effect from Georgia all the way to New York after days of heavy rain. One of the hardest hit places is Washington, D.C. Several federal government buildings, including the IRS, are underwater.
This is just a massive amount of water coming out with these three big hoses, a couple of 6-inches and 8-inch hose, and all the water going down to the drainage ditch. But it's taking so long to pump out this building, IRS, because there are two basement levels here that actually were flooded, and the heavy rain continues.
ABC's David Curley in Washington. It's hot and dry across the West, conditions bound to spark wildfires. There were 24 burning in Nevada. In Oak Creek Canyon, Arizona, though, residents evacuated over a week ago are being told they can go home.
What a relief. Just so happy to go home and pick up our animals. We haven't seen them. They've been housed by the Humane Society.
That's Rosemary Hendrickson, a resident there. More than 4,200 acres have burned in that fire. We are learning more about the kidnap and murders of two soldiers this month in Iraq. The military's released a statement that says explosive experts had to dismantle 3 bombs to reach their bodies. Their remains were found tied together with a bomb between one of the soldiers' legs. This is ABC News.
To help you?
How much is this goldfish?
99 cents.
How's his temperament?
Huh?
Does he bite?
I don't think so.
Is he good with children?
Yeah,
Can he do any tricks?
Well, he wiggles pretty good.
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Is he allergic to seafood?
Just shellfish!
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
When someone goes missing, there is only one team to turn to.
When was the last time you saw him?
The Missing Persons Unit.
Nobody's seen him in 3 days.
Without a trace, now every weeknight on TNT. Before they can find out where they are, they have to find out who they are.
Does she have any enemies?
And every second can mean the difference between bringing someone home or losing them forever.
Where is she?
From executive producer Jerry Bruckheimer, Without a Trace, tonight at 7, 6 Central, only on TNT. TNT.
Some say crime doesn't pay. Others might take issue with that saying, but after you hear this, you'll probably agree it could sure be a drag. Here's ABC's Gil Gross.
You've heard of the gang that couldn't shoot straight? Well, this is the gang that couldn't be straight. New Orleans City Business reports a gang of transvestite thieves have been plaguing the Garden District, stealing merchandise and threatening people. These are men ranging in age from 6 feet to 6'5", whose leader wears a pink jumpsuit and fluorescent red wig. Store owners now call one another when they're in the neighborhood, using what they call their drag queen alert list. The overwhelmed police have been helpless to protect people against what Turncoat store manager Wes Davis calls a marauding army of kleptomaniacal showgirls. Gil Gross, ABC News.
You can do just about anything on Google now, and soon that will include paying for things. The Wall Street Journal says the search engine will introduce its newest feature later this week, which should work pretty much like PayPal does. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, two men and a woman remain hospitalized with gunshot wounds after an attack in North St. Louis. The victims were shot early yesterday morning in the street in the 1900 block of Semple. Police say none of the victims saw the person who shot them. There are no reports of fatalities yet in a building collapse in West Central Missouri. The top two floors of a three-story building in downtown Clinton collapsed last night during an Elks Club event in the building. Rescue crews have worked through the overnight hours to try to reach as many as nine people who may be trapped in the rubble. There is no word on what may have caused the collapse. Police are looking for a suspect in a bank robbery in South County. The U.S. Bank in the 2000 block of Union was robbed shortly after 2 p.m. yesterday. The suspect is white in his early 40s, 5'8 to 5'10 with a medium build, with salt and pepper hair and a mustache. He was last seen carrying a briefcase and wearing a gray shirt, light blue jeans, white shoes, a dark fedora, and sunglasses. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI at 314-231-4324 or St. Louis County Police at 314-615-8630. Finally this hour, Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region is offering free HIV testing today. Anthony Galloway, the HIV project coordinator for Planned Parenthood, says even if you're feeling great, you need to know what your HIV status is.
That's because HIV is something that you start off first with having, which absolutely has no symptoms, and then people over time may convert to an AIDS diagnosis, which has to be done by a medical doctor, and by that point they're showing symptoms.
Galloway says one in three people who have HIV don't know that they're HIV positive. To find out where the HIV testing is being done, call 800-230-7526. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a quick look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Granite Works, new arrivals. Westbound 270 Canal Bridge, all roadways are reopened after an earlier accident in traffic lanes, and drivers are seeing residual traffic all the way back through 111. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry, there's an accident on right shoulder. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge all the way to 270, slight delays as they get onto the exits at 270. Eastbound 40 at 141 in Mason, look forward at traffic easing. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170, traffic is slow in pockets. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and 44, look for slow traffic there as well. And all your approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge, both eastbound and westbound, expect some delays due to paving operations going on. Eastbound has the right center lane closed, and westbound has the right center lane closed, and traffic is jamming all the way back through the exchange. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Granite Works, new arrivals. Granite Works has a new shipment of the most beautiful granite you'll ever see. Colors like Tropical Treasure and Golden Sunset, but you got to see them to believe them. Starting at $38 a square foot, call 862-6300 today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly sunny today, chance of showers, high around 80. This evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. And pretty much the same for Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have partly cloudy skies, and we're currently showing a temperature of 65. Lambert is also reporting 65 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guests will be Mark Birnbaum and Jim Schenbeck, co-directors of the new movie The Big Buy, dealing with the dirty political world of former House leader Tom DeLay. Listen to this clip of DeLay's own words.
I would like to eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, HUD, the National Endowment for the Arts. We ought to zero them out. The National Endowment for the Humanities. We ought to zero them out.
Now, if you need a reason to vote this fall, this movie is it. And you get to hear all about it first on the Wake Up Call, Wednesday morning at 8.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Oh, Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be pretty special on the Wake Up Call. We're going to be talking to the directors of this new Tom DeLay movie. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. You know what? That son of a gun, now all of a sudden he's not from Texas anymore. Tom DeLay. He's not from Texas anymore. He says, I live in Virginia now, and I voted in the Virginia primary. So the fact that my name is on the ballot in Texas, you need to take it off because I don't live in Texas anymore. Why do they have no shame in coming out and saying that Tom DeLay ain't even from Texas anymore? Why? Because if he's not from Texas, that means they can take his name off the ballot, and they can put somebody else's name on the ballot for the November general election. Remember, Tom DeLay wasn't giving it up during the primary. Oh, no, he ran in the primary. He won in the primary. It was a bruising race. He knew he wouldn't win in the general. So he won in the primary, got indicted after the primary. And now he says, I don't live in Texas anymore, so that they can put another name on the ballot. You know what? No. 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 They have no shame. They've been born without the shame gene. They are shameless. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up and get to me because we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. I know that this is something that I should talk about on Wednesday. On the school watch. I know this is something that I should talk about on the school watch. But I'm going to talk about all of a sudden schools are banning games at recess. Is this surreal? What is recess without games? Our babies are picking up all this weight. And we're saying, what do they want the babies to do? To just bring their PlayStations outside and play, and they call that exercise, playing PlayStation under the sun? Is that what they mean to get some sun nowadays? We're going to be talking about that in just a second. Let me get to some of you all. Mary.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, as I was reading last week on these new tariffs that they have brought out, it seems to me, and I want you to tell me if I'm correct on this, it seemed to me the gentleman that was supposed to have been the one that formed this group of guys, he's the informer. He's doing everything, and he's the one that was buying the boots and getting them together. Now, I'd be willing to bet you, Liz, they even found some boys that probably didn't have work and probably wasn't too, had some problem, and they got them and made them feel it. And I bet you he even gave them some money, which they probably haven't mentioned yet.
It doesn't say in the indictment that any money exchanged hands.
Well, they're not going to tell that, Liz.
Wait a minute, Mary. In terms of, I believe that no money did exchange hands because they weren't going to give these people any money. So what they gave, because they had an opportunity to give them money. They said that the money was asked for. So,
I didn't read that.
Yeah, I read the indictment. In the indictment said that money was asked for. $50,000 was asked for. The informant was asked for $50,000. The only thing.
I'm talking about the boys themselves was given some.
And let me finish, Mary. The informant was at, the people that are being accused of the crime allegedly asked the informant for $50,000. He didn't give him any money. According to the indictment, he didn't give him any money.
Well, he's the one that orchestrated this movement to get these black faces into this thing, just like you say.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they have any type of crime, they want to put a black face on it.
Bet. Thanks.
And look how they treated Rush Limbaugh when he was in drugs. They quietened it down every way they could. They didn't even want to holler, indict him.
And they didn't.
Right.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Taking a break. Stay with me.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You don't know what you're missing. You got no idea.
You don't know what you're messing with. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of things to talk about, 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that we are streamed hourly, minutely. Secondly, we are streamed on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. That's right, we are streamed. That means 24/7 you can find WGNU. Also, the wake-up call is archived at whiterosesociety.org. So if you missed an hour, go get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. Get your hour. My name is Liz Brown. Those are my digits. Whoops, 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 whoops. My email, revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have much, much, much to talk about. Much, much, much to talk about. Get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
The topic sentence is smack talk. You are absolutely correct. It's hopeful that the judge, the federal judge, will tell the prosecutor to take his crackerjacks and get out of my courtroom. This case is dismissed against disenfranchised black men. No jobs, no bank accounts, no nothing. Also, I want to express to the public, law schools of fools, repeat, law schools of fools voted for this war in Iraq. It is a shameful war. And things will turn, Liz. Things is going to happen that this president will come to regret. What is your opinion on it?
I'll have to think on that for a second. Thank you, Clark. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Some traditional childhood games are disappearing from the schoolyard playgrounds because the schools are saying that they're dangerous. Elementary schools in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Spokane, Washington banned tag at recess this year. How could you ban tag? That's like saying, I bequeath thee to stop breathing. How do you ban tag at an elementary school? How do you do that? They banned playing tag. Other schools have dumped contact sports such as soccer and touch football. How do you dodgeball? They don't let kids play dodgeball either. This is, I don't know, y'all. You're going to stop letting kids play tetherball? You're going to stop because it's a contact sport? At least the way I played it, it was a contact sport. Come on. Our babies are getting so overweight. Our babies are getting so little exercise. Now they're saying you can't play tag at recess anymore. And don't tell me it's because the kids can't be monitored. Then you put the monitors out there. You don't make the children suffer because there are not enough teachers out there to monitor. Then you get the teachers up. Heck, the teachers need to be running out there playing tag with them, too. Oh, Lord. Charmaine, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I just wanted to make a little comment about the guys in Miami.
Okay.
When I was a teenager, I went to high school over in Italy, and my ex-husband was in the military. And I wasn't married at the time, but we had a little organization that studied black history. And it was a little group. I think we call it the Black something. I can't even remember what it was. And the military came in and told all the military guys that were doing the Black history studies that it was illegal for them to have an organization within an organization, and they had to stop. And they would not stop studying Black history. Every single one of those guys, and there's about 25 of them, was put out of the military on medical leave, on medicals, and for studying Black history. And I'm making that point to say that the young men that are probably in Miami were probably just studying Black history. Our group was infiltrated. We weren't doing anything, but we were made to look wrong, and it was scary. It was very, very scary. So I can empathize with what's happening in Miami because I went through a similar process when I was 17 years old.
And here's the you use the word scary, Charmaine. Here's the scary another scary part of what we're talking about here is so anything that I say, not in a court of law, but anything that I say can and will be used against me. I cannot express disappointment in my government without being looked upon as a terrorist. I cannot express anger in this. I can't. I mean, all of us have said words that are, and the law allows for that. It's supposed to allow for that. I should be able to say, I'm going to kill him, and nobody's going to come and arrest me. I should be able to say, boy, when I get you home, I'm going to break your neck. I should be able to say that because that's smack talk. But now they are selectively saying and seeking out people. And this isn't about keeping our country safe. This is about keeping our country terrorized against each other so that we are distracted from the $250,000 a month that we're paying to pay rent on some empty trailers at Hope, Arkansas that FEMA overpaid for and we're still paying for.
That's so true. And I'll even go a step further. Recently, I'd say about 7 years ago, I was went with a group up to Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was helping them with against police repression. And we picketed and we walked around and everything. It was very, very civil. There was no shouting. There was no fighting. There was no nothing. But there were cops everywhere, and there were people everywhere that were taking pictures of us. A guy from the Secret Service approached me, and we walked and we talked while we were marching in this parade, and he asked me what was my affiliation with these people, and I said, well, I was just helping out, and I thought it was a good thing, and he asked me about my affiliation with the people in St. Louis. I told him, well, I'm a part of the organization. I like it. I think it's a good thing, and he told me that those people were under investigation also, and for me to leave them alone. And I did. I walked away. And we're going back before 9/11. But he scared the bejesus out of me. So it's still going on. It was going on before 9/11. And I've been a party to it when I was a kid. And as an older adult, it happened again. And I was surprised. And he told me he had worked with on Clinton's, he was with Secret Service on Clinton's first round of his first 4 years, but now he was doing something different. And he gave me his card, and which I still have to this day. And he was out of Manassas, Virginia, and I came on home. I came on home, shut my doors, and left everybody alone. So I just wanted you to know it's still happening, and they're doing it all over the country.
Thank you, Charmaine.
You have a good day.
This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I'll be back.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Pat Cook at Holiday World and Splash and Safari in Santa Claus, Indiana. People tell me we have fun at Holiday World all the time. At Holiday World, your time is the most important thing you share with us. This year, we built a new Thanksgiving section in Holiday World and a new action river in Splash and Safari so you can spend less time waiting and more time riding and having fun. You'll have the time of your life on our new Voyage roller coaster. It features more weightless airtime than any other wooden coaster. It's one of the tallest, fastest, and at over 1.2 miles, one of the longest coasters in the world. Splash and Safari is the number 2 rated water park in the world, featuring 2 wave pools, 2 action rivers, enormous water slides, and special water play areas for the little ones. Holiday World and Splash and Safari is a great value for your family. We offer 2 parks for 1 price and 3 unlimited soft drinks. Learn more about us on our website at holidayworld.com. We're celebrating 60 years of family fun all the time.
For a free Indiana Play Pack coupon book, visit enjoyindiana.com. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge. That accident's cleared. There's still some delays from Illinois 203 all the way back through the canal. But traffic is easing up this hour. Southbound 55 at Route M and Peavey, look for a medical emergency. Reports of a sick case on the right shoulder. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge to look 270. Slight delays as drivers exit on the 270. Eastbound 70 at K and 79. Stop and go traffic still this hour. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and 170. Look for slow traffic as well. Northbound 270 is slow from Gravoy all the way through 44. Northbound 55 at Arsenal and Gravoy, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 55, 70 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for paving operations. Right center lane is closed and traffic slows near the exchange. And all your other approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge at this hour are slow. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and a regular coffee and soft drink. It's breakfast at Sonic. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Partly sunny today, chance of showers. High around 80 this evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers. Low in the mid-60s. For Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much mirror image there. Partly sunny both days, high in the mid-80s on both days. Currently, we have 65 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Philip Person Roofing has been in business for over 16 years. He's a licensed and certified roofing contractor specializing in roof replacements and repairs. And now you can get a 15-year warranty on a new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. And you can finance any new roof, commercial or residential, with your Visa or MasterCard. For a free estimate, call Philip Person Roofing at 361-7127. That's 361-7127.
Hi, I'm Amy Cammy.
And I'm Anita Green.
Check out Awaken to Yourself, Tuesday mornings from 11 to 12, where we talk to artists and professionals about ways to improve, enhance, and enrich the quality of your life.
Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guests will be Mark Birnbaum and Jim Schenbeck, co-directors of the new movie, The Big Buy, dealing with the dirty political world of former House Leader Tom DeLay. Listen to this clip of DeLay's own words.
I would like to eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, HUD, the National Endowment for the Arts. We ought to zero them out. The National Endowment for the Humanities. We ought to zero them out.
Now, if you need a reason to vote this fall, this movie is it. And you get to hear all about it first on the Wake Up Call, Wednesday morning at 8. What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Start from the bottom of the whole affair. We got rocks in there.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
According to Forbes magazine, page 29, Mr. Forbes wrote, Steve Forbes wrote the article. It seems to me, from what I get out of this, just my take on it, they said, Ms. Rice better be quick, the clock's ticking fast, and they're talking about Israel bombing Iraq's nuclear facilities.
You mean Israel bombing Iran?
No, no, this is 25 years ago, Israel threw rockets at Iraq's nuclear
facilities,
and they took them out. Now, the Israelis are saying that they're not going to stand idly by. If we don't take out Iran's nuclear facilities, they will with missiles. So it sounds to me like somebody else is dictating our national policy.
Mm.
And it seems like it's coming from Israel.
Mm. All right.
Just one comment, and I'll be quick. It's just my observation that the Israelis are like the little brother with the big brother. And they go around shoving people around in the world, and if you mess with us, we'll get our big brother, the United States, to take care of you. And it seems to me, in my opinion, that we seem to be doing their bidding instead of our own. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU or 454-0400. That is the phone number. We have much business, much business to take care of. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, you know, I know many people have heard of the book about the miseducation of the Negro. When we look at what is happening now, that book really should have explained to many of us what it was all about, you know, what it really meant when it said the miseducation. If you look at what is happening to us, the same thing that is happening to us today happened to us 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. It's nothing new. It's just like Solomon said, it's nothing new under the sun that happens to us in this country that haven't already happened. It's a recycle all the way over. When that 70-year-old gentleman called in a while ago and he said he was about 70 or something like that, that's my age. And the way he was talking, I can understand that. I picked up a poster one time about 5 years ago, and it stated on there, if you want to know black history, ask the one who lived it. Not by book. It's because he is telling us that many black people wrote history books about black history, but the only way they could get it published is by what the white editors thought it was right to say and how to say it.
Okay.
So, therefore, it wasn't pulled down. But number one, Ms. Brown, I just want to say this to the gentleman that just went off and was talking about Israel. Israel might be in the Middle East, but the leaders and the president of it is in the United States. And if you look at the way it happened, that's the way it happened. It
All
happened
right.
like that. Everything that they want to do, the United States is going to bag them.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. D!
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the day to you.
Thank you. You know, we got to continue to monitor the likes of taking a fantasy seriously. So many people are really believing what Clark Kent from Smallville wrote.
Mm.
You know, it's likened to fighting a wisp, but it's not impossible to fight it. You know? But you'd be surprised at the people that's going to really believe what Clark Kent is doing. And what he's doing, he's demonizing blacks.
And I want to bring everybody up to speed for people that may have just joined us. There's an editorial in today's New York Times, top of the fold, entitled The Usual Suspects, written by a man by the name of Clark Kent Irvin. He is the Inspector General of he was the Inspector General of Homeland Security from 2003 to 2004. He's a fellow at the Aspen Institute, and he's written this in extraordinary editorial that says that, okay, it's not just Arab-looking people, it's black people we need to be keeping our eyes on. It's awful. It is an awful, awful, awful. One of the phrases in the editorial is that to understand why, wait a minute. It talks about how he brings in people of African descent, and he talks about that black people have a history of being involved in these types of organizations. And it's outrageous.
It really is.
It is outrageous.
Thanks for keeping us up to speed.
Godspeed.
All right. Thank you for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Clark Kent writes in his editorial, in Miami last week, the seven men allegedly plotting to blow up the FBI headquarters and the Sears building in Chicago, it may turn out that these men are harmless oddballs, but if the government's assertion or the government's allegations prove true, these men were al-Qaeda loyalists intent on waging a ground war against the United States in order to kill as many devils as possible. None of these men is Arab. Most of them are African-American, and all of them are black. If it turns out that they were terrorists inspired by al-Qaeda and radicalized by an extremist interpretation of Islam, it will not be the first time that terrorist ideology has infiltrated the black community. Now, terrorist ideology infiltrating a community. What is the longer and richer legacy of terrorist ideology infiltrating a particular community? What is the longer and richer and specific history? Who has that? The longer, the richer, the specific history of a terrorist ideology infiltrating a community? One would say that one would go to Oklahoma and pass all of the little memorials for all of the babies that died in the Oklahoma City bombing and look at the terrorist ideology infiltrating the white community. Pick up a book called Without Sanctuary. Black bodies swinging from trees, and then let's talk about the terrorist ideology infiltrating a community. And my point with making those comparisons is nowhere in this article by Clark Kent Irvin on the top of the fold of the New York Times from today's paper does he mention a single white person being part of a community that has been infiltrated by terrorist ideology. Only black, brown, and Arab. And all both of those are black and brown. So black and brown. And then you have to ask yourself, why is this editorial in the paper today? This editorial is in the paper because it's about the plan to bring to make terrorism real for Americans, to make Americans have a stake in the pursuit of terrorists. There is a problem and a disconnect with this administration right now. George W. Bush's numbers are in the toilet. The Republican numbers are in the toilet. The Iraq war support in the toilet. So what is a person to do? This administration knows full well that it has to, we never had the pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. That's been exposed. We are clear that the administration was wrong on that. So now it has turned into a pursuit of terrorism. Well, Americans have said, you know what, bump that. I don't care what's happening in Iraq, for real. I have no connection to that terrorist, the great terrorist adventure that you're on in Iraq. But the administration has to keep us connected because every bit of money that they're stealing from Medicaid, from Head Start, from education, from housing starts, from school renovation is going into this fight against terrorists. And if Americans feel that they have nobody in the game, no connection to this pursuit of terrorists, then they're going to cut off the money. So this administration knows that full well. So how do we connect them to the issue of terrorists? How do we make Americans feel like they have a stake in this pursuit of terrorists? We got to bring it home. We have to make Americans start looking at Americans as terrorists. We've got the whole immigration thing going on, and that's going good. We've got the hate thing going on. We have concentration camps being pushed by Republicans for undocumented workers. We got that thing going on, but we need a terrorist peace. Mexico getting out of us if we turn the undocumented workers into terrorists, so we got to go old school. We got to find some terrorists. And how do we separate the terrorists, us from them? Color code, race card. Let's paint the face of a terrorist so that it doesn't look like George Bush's daddy. Old school. Bring terrorism home. Point them out. And keep beating the message in Americans. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I ain't done. I'll be back.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Does your life need to be energized? Are you in need of some direction and clarity? Is your stuff dragging you down?
Tune into Sort It Out with Lori and Claire, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. We'll help you find the courage to make a change in your life.
With John Cena.
This is Christopher Daniels.
This is Paul Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Jarrett.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is Samoa Joe.
Hey, this is Batista.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle.
Hey, hey, it's the alpha male, Monty Brown.
And this is Brian Sowe with a reminder for you to tune in each and every Tuesday at 6:30 for The Stranglehold, the only professional wrestling radio show in St. Louis, Tuesday night, 6:30 here on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Baghdad. There's word out of Iraq that the four Russian embassy workers who were seized by insurgents earlier this month have been executed. A group called the Mujahideen Shura Council put out an internet video yesterday announcing their deaths, showing one man having his head cut off and another being shot to death. A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson says the men on the video were the missing diplomats, and the video appears to be from within the last week or so. The men were taken in Baghdad on June 3rd. The group said they were executed because Russia committed torture, murder, and oppression upon the people of Chechnya and refused to pull out its troops by a June deadline. And Dateline New York. There could be some new faces on Fox News soon. Head honchos at Fox are on the warpath over the latest ratings information that shows Fox has dropped like a rock in the second quarter. Chairman Roger Ailes has told his inner circle he won't hesitate to clean house if necessary. He also indicated he is sick to death of the complacency that has infected the people there. And the guests that have been booked are all out of the same pile who make all the networks. Rival network CNN also took a ratings drop, but not as big a hit as the one Fox took. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guests will be Mark Birnbaum and Jim Schenbeck, co-directors of the new movie, The Big Buy, dealing with the dirty political world of former House Leader Tom DeLay. Listen to this clip of DeLay's own words.
I would like to eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, HUD, the National Endowment for the Arts. We ought to zero them out. The National Endowment for the Humanities. We ought to zero them out.
Now, if you need a reason to vote this fall, this movie is it. And you get to hear all about it first on the Wake Up Call, Wednesday morning at 8.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, pick the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. Car phone.
Oh, wow. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
All right. I just want to make a comment about the Clark Kent.
A dreadful name. Clark Kent Irvin.
Incredible. But,
E-R-V-I-N.
It's really shameful, the pandering that this clown is perpetuating on the United States people. I read the Times. I'll admit, I read the New York. I read all the newspapers just to get different perspective on, you know, on what's going on. But the gall of this clown to say, it's the people of color that's the problem, when we had the covenant, the arm, and the sword of the Lord down in southern Missouri that killed a state trooper. God killed the state trooper now. And what did the state troopers do when they went to these people's fortified compound? If you put all your guns down and give us the guy, we'll just leave. And that's what they did.
Mm.
You know, when you've got the Ku Klux Klan who have blown up churches in this country, and, you know, for all the Christians out there, that blew up Christians in this country, and this guy to have the nerve, to be directed to say some crap like that, my fellow Americans, you guys better watch out. Because right now, what we have is about the most sinister group of people running this country that have ever walked the face of this earth. Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. Another car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
I'm sitting up here listening to this. And I'm saying to myself, what about George's brethren, the Klan and the Aryan Nation? I mean, we talking about terrorists? And then I sit up here and I listen to these people. I wonder when they're going to realize how they get played all the time. In the 1950s, we was ducking and covering because of the Russians. Who were the Russians? They made them into a superpower. Mm-hmm. The Russians never defeated anybody. They never won any war. Mm-hmm. The only thing that saved them was cold weather. The Hawk. The Hawk beat Hitler. The Hawk beat Napoleon. This is Russia. Never beat anybody, but it was a superpower. And then we spent all of them billions and billions of dollars to defeat the Russians in this so-called Cold War. And then Vietnam comes up. They get the opportunity to spend money in this country, $80 billion. They take the $80 billion and spend it on the military-industrial complex because there's going to be a domino effect, and the communists are going to come get us. Now the communists are gone, and now it's the terrorists. And we're getting ready to go through the same crap. That's why them fools are sitting up there talking about.
But the beauty of the terrorists, categorizing it as terrorists, that means that the war will never be over.
Exactly.
The war will never be over.
That's why they set up their, Dick Cheney then was talking on TV back when this whole thing got going. We don't know how long this is going to last. It might be 20 years. We don't know. We can't put a time limit on it. Because they're going to suck money away from you people. There is no terrorists out there. The boys is in D.C. Have a good one.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Thanks, Liz. I love you because you always seem to say what I'm thinking. I just wanted to say, because of black people, whether the majority of black people anyway, were the ones that were saying from the beginning that this was a mess, from the beginning that these things weren't true, they are they have to come up with something, you know, to try to cause a confusion in the black neighborhood or to show people that, yeah, these black people or in this mess, and they're helping these people. You know, they just want to make sure that blacks, like you say, they play in the race card, is what I'm trying to say. Then they figure, like, well, you know, white people will really catch on with this, and they'll believe this. So I just thank you for bringing out everything and trying to show people. I don't know if white people ever catch on that they're being played.
Well, it's going to be fascinating because this is really this is a hand that has been forced upon the Bush administration. They weren't interested in trying to do this. They thought that they would be able to keep the majority of America focused in like a laser beam on what's happening over in Iraq. It's not happening that way. So this is their last ditch effort. And you know what? I don't think it's going to work because things are so bad for so many Americans. I don't think that this is going to work.
You don't think it's going to work?
I don't think it's going to work.
I'm scared, Liz, because, you know, it just seems like those people that don't want to say they were wrong, they tend to grab on and find something to hold on to that make it seem like they're right.
But I understand that the attention of America right now is on this administration and their disappointment with this administration.
Well,
it's going to be hard to turn it around. Now, there will always be those that were there to begin with, but no, this administration is doing too many things to hurt too many people, and people are feeling it. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, I'm glad for your information about those gentlemen in Florida because those were just Boy Scouts. They're like Cub Scouts. I mean, it's like a Sunday school group, I think, and they shouldn't have been picked on because those are fine young men.
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
That's why you're such a good Christian.
Kind of
thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. It's good to hear people say kind things about our fellow Americans out there. That's good. Warms my heart. 1-877-920-WGNU. Zenobia, good morning.
Good morning, Liz, and good morning, St. Louis. It's always interesting listening to your program, the information that you bring is just, you know, so invaluable. I wanted to make a comment on the voter ID being a form of suppressing the black vote, and it's been used in the past, is now being used. What I wanted to announce is that President Bush is coming to our city, and organizations like the Military Family Speak Out, Veterans for Peace, Missouri ProVote, SEIU, Jobs for Justice, Instead of War Group are organizing a protest, and that's tomorrow at 4 p.m. He'll be at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel for a fundraiser, $2,000 a plate. And I think that when his guests burp from that $2,000 meal, that they should look out and see a sea of folks who are opposed to their policies.
Where is that?
It's on Forsyth and Jackson.
Okay.
Forsyth and Jackson. I certainly plan to be there with the sign, you know, reflecting their racist support for this voter ID, because it is racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's just clearly racist and classist.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's part of their grand strategy to suppress to disfranchise a group of people.
Disenfranchise.
Put it
absolutely.
What it is, and in no way, shape, form, or fashion could it be allowed to exist in its current status. And
okay.
It should be fought, you know, criminally on all fronts. We just can't let that stand, because we're going into the election with a handicap.
Thank you so much, Zenobia. Thank you. And that's today. That's today. That's tomorrow. Zenobia?
Huh?
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
All right.
That's tomorrow, and it's at 4:00. Now, let me just give this out, because
some people
might appreciate a rag.
Quickly.
If they call 531-2288, they can hook up and get a ride at the SIEU local building at 5585 Pershing.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe when Bush comes into town, maybe, I don't know, there's this new device out. There's a new MRI out, and it's an MRI that can look at the brain to see how much you lie. Maybe Bush can take one of those when he does a stopover someplace. It's relying upon recent research funded by the federal government and aimed at producing a foolproof method of detecting deception. Wouldn't that be interesting? An MRI to figure out if you're lying. Huh. Ooh, this is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
They came in and told us that it was moving quickly, that we needed to start getting some stuff together to leave.
That's a homeowner in Sandoval City, New Mexico, who is packing it up and ready to head out in order to evacuate before a fast-moving wildfire reaches her community. The hot, dry weather is sparking new fires every day. Tens of thousands of acres are burning in that state, Nevada, and Utah. In Arizona, a wildfire north of the Grand Canyon National Park jumped the only highway leading to the canyon's remote North Elm. A lack of rain is certainly not the problem across the Northeast. Nine states are under flood watches after days of hot weather. Washington, D.C. hit especially hard. ABC's David Curley is at one of the many federal government buildings that's closed due to the weather.
At the Justice Department, the Attorney General has actually moved his work to the FBI headquarters. They have enough buildings around here that a number of Justice Department workers are going to other buildings, as this main building will stay shut 3 to 7 days, it looks like now.
Amtrak says service south of the Capitol, meanwhile, should be running later today. One person is dead after the collapse of a building in Clinton, Missouri. An Elks Club was housed there. The victim, the top elected official in the organization.
They had waited and waited and hoped that the news out of here this morning would be different. This Elks Club had just celebrated its 100th anniversary just last Thursday. And then for, you know, this to happen, and so suddenly, with no warning, there would be any structural problems with this building, is just, you know, absolutely shocking to the people in this town.
Reporter August Skamenka in Clinton. Well, the findings aren't exactly news, but then again, it's not every day that the Surgeon General issues a 700-plus page report about smoking. There are six major conclusions in this one. Among them, secondhand smoke causes premature death and disease in children and adults who don't smoke, and that exposure to it has immediate adverse effects on the cardiovascular system. Dow and NASDAQ both up. This is ABC News.
May I help you?
How much is this goldfish?
99 cents.
How's his temperament?
Huh?
Does he bite?
I don't think so.
Is he good with children?
Yeah,
can he do any tricks?
Well, he wiggles pretty good.
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Is he allergic to seafood?
Just shellfish.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
When someone goes missing, there is only one team to turn to.
When was the last time you saw him?
The Missing Persons Unit.
Nobody's seen him in 3 days.
Without a Trace, now every weeknight on TNT. Before they can find out where they are, they have to find out who they are.
Does she have any enemies?
And every second can mean the difference between bringing someone home or losing them forever.
Where is she?
From executive producer Jerry Bruckheimer, Without a Trace, tonight at 7, 6 Central, only on TNT.
Prominent black leaders at a clergy conference in Dallas say they'll mobilize voters against Christian conservatives. They're accusing conservatives of using gay marriage and abortion to distract from larger moral issues, such as the war in Iraq, voting rights, affirmative action, and poverty. He's already stolen Christmas, at least in a popular children's book, and now the Grinch is out to swipe theatergoers' hearts. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
You're a mean one.
Mr. Grinch.
And you're about to be a Broadway star. The musical adaptation of Dr. Seuss's holiday tale, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is scheduled to make its Broadway debut this fall, running from November 8th to January 7th. Previews begin October 25th. The widow of Dr. Seuss, whose real name was Theodore Geisel, will serve as an associate producer.
They'll sing and they'll sing.
Grinch, the scruffy character who steals presents, trees, and all from the characters called the Who's, is currently in a regional theater production in San Diego. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is responding to the violence over the weekend in the city.
It's a constant challenge, and the thing to keep in mind, first of all, is that the vast majority of the city is safe.
Slay also says city government is addressing the problem through both preventive measures and law enforcement. A series of violent incidents over the weekend in St. Louis left one man dead and several others injured. Executions are on hold in Missouri. A federal judge ruled yesterday that Missouri's lethal injection process is inconsistent and causes unnecessary pain. The ruling by Judge Fernando Gaitan is in favor of death row inmate Michael Taylor's challenge of lethal injection. Taylor is on death row for the 1989 rape and murder of 15-year-old Ann Harrison of Kansas City. President Bush will be in the St. Louis area tomorrow. The White House reports that the president will speak at a fundraiser for Senator Jim Talent's re-election campaign tomorrow at the Ritz-Carlton in Clayton. The president's last visit to Missouri was in April. Finally this hour, St. Louis will be the first stop in a pastoral tour of the United States by the Patriarch of the Maronite Catholic Church. While in St. Louis, His Beatitude and Eminence, Nasrallah Peter Cardinal Spire, will receive the key to the city and an honorary doctorate from St. Louis University. He will also be given SLU's highest honor, the Sword of Ignatius Loyola. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Gateway Clean Air Program. The Gateway Clean Air Program, a resource for preventive vehicle maintenance with a focus on air quality improvement. On the web at gatewaycleanair.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Regions Bank. In both directions, Illinois 111 at Airport Road is reduced to one lane as crews battle an IDOT building fire on St. Louis Regional Airport. Westbound 40 at Lindbergh, look for an accident reported. Westbound 44 at Pacific Viaduct, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. Northbound 270 at 44 in Marshall, all congestion is cleared now. Westbound 70 at Cave Springs, look for road construction. As a matter of fact, there's a number of road construction projects going on throughout the St. Louis metropolitan and county areas, so just use caution as you roll up to those areas. The big one, though, however, is westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Right center lane is closed for paving and traffic slows near 4th Street. Eastbound 40 at Poplar Street Bridge, you've got right center lane closed for paving as well. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Regions Bank. Is your money not working hard enough for you? Get a better rate on your money market account from Regions Bank with our relationship money market. Come by any branch or call 1-800-REGENS to find out how your money can work harder for you. Regions Bank, member FDIC. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly sunny, chance of showers, high around 80. This evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the mid-60s. Wednesday and Thursday, partly sunny both days, highs in the mid-80s both days. Currently, we have 65 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 65. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guests will be Mark Birnbaum and Jim Schenbeck, co-directors of the new movie The Big Buy, dealing with the dirty political world of former House Leader Tom DeLay. Listen to this clip of DeLay's own words.
I would like to eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, HUD, the National Endowment for the Arts. We ought to zero them out. The National Endowment for the Humanities. We ought to zero them out.
Now, if you need a reason to vote this fall, this movie is it. And you get to hear all about it first on The Wake Up Call, Wednesday morning at 8.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that we are streamed at WGNU.net, as well as the show is archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you've missed an hour, you can go get your hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much to talk about, and I comment frequently on my show about how everything seems to be happening all at once. We're in a battle for everything all at the same time, and sometimes it gets overwhelming from the perspective of we don't get to focus on everything because things come at us so quickly. Just as soon as we kind of get focused in on an issue, then something else happens. So we're still resonating with the idea that our government is listening in on our phone calls. When it turns out that they're not listening on our phone calls, they're not just listening on our phone calls, they're also surveilling us. And then it turns out they're not just listening to our phone calls, they're not just surveilling us, they're also getting into our bank documents, looking at our bank records. And the same can be said about our behavior in the execution of this occupation in Iraq. It's not just that we've created this Guantanamo, our Guantanamo Bay prison. We're not calling them prisoners of war. We're calling them detainees, combatants. It's not just that. It's not just Abu Ghraib. It's also Haditha. What's going on in this country at this time is constant. And it is huge. And it is relentless. And sometimes we don't, because it's coming at us so fast, we don't take the time to stand still and really, really focus hard on the atrocities that are happening rapidly in front of our eyes. Well, let's take a break. Let's take a breath. Let's settle down. Let's talk about the atrocities that are happening before another one comes at us and deflects us or distracts us from our focus. Haditha. Haditha. And we've been told that Haditha is an aberration. It's one of those stuff happens, but not all the time, really. Really? Really? Huh. Aberration, huh? We normally don't behave like that, really? We need to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining us from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, David McMichael, former CIA analyst. David, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Haditha, aberration?
We've
never done anything like that before. Not for real. Not in any kind of consistent way. That's not practice and policy.
Well, as the... You know, we don't have to go back too far, and you know, to get to Vietnam, and you may recall that last year, 2005, the Toledo Blade, the excellent newspaper in Ohio, won the Pulitzer Prize for its series on ongoing atrocities carried out by various U.S. military forces in Vietnam, pointing out that My Lai, whose name still should mean something to people, was not an aberration, and that, for example, it was assigned a Tiger Force out of the 101st Airborne Division, which was directed to kill every male Vietnamese in a certain province, and they went out and did that, and did indeed decorate themselves with necklaces of dried ears and the gold pounded out of people's teeth, and so forth, and there was an Army investigation of that, by the way, but the Army dropped it and never pressed any charges. And so it's not surprising to me particularly to see this sort of event occurring. War is, as they say, hell, and people who engage in it over any period of time very frequently do hellish things, and that's not to excuse it. It's just one more reason to get, let me put it this way, the hell out of Iraq as soon as possible so more of these things don't occur.
And in terms of this happening in the past, is there any, and we have to take a break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about something that didn't happen as long ago as My Lai.
Sure.
Can we talk about what happened in Panama?
Oh, yes, that's something I know very well about.
I know you do. It was a great documentary. We're going to talk about that when we come back. David McMichael, former CIA analyst, joining us from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guests will be Mark Birnbaum and Jim Schenbeck, co-directors of the new movie, The Big Buy, dealing with the dirty political world of former House leader Tom DeLay. Listen to this clip of DeLay's own words.
I would like to eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, HUD, the National Endowment for the Arts. We ought to zero them out. The National Endowment for the Humanities. We ought to zero them out.
Now, if you need a reason to vote this fall, this movie is it. And you get to hear all about it first on the Wake Up Call, Wednesday morning at 8.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. I'm talking this morning to David McMichael, former CIA analyst, joining us from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. And we're talking about No More Hadithas, an article that David has written, and connecting it to other atrocities that have happened in our name. David, you were involved with a film on Panama, Panama Deception.
Prize-winning, Oscar-winning documentary on that. Dreadful event done by principally by Barbara Trent at the Empowerment Project.
I have a book club that I would show films, and we talk about books. We showed your film, and people were really, really moved by it. It's an amazing piece. Can we connect in terms of the history of atrocities? Can we connect what happened at Panama, or make the case that Haditha is something that we've done before through the Panama Deception?
Yeah, I mean, the principal thing one could say about, there are two things really about Panama. The first is that it was a, like Iraq, a war against another country entered into without any bothering with a constitutional declaration of war. Violation, of course, of the United Nations Charter, and as a matter of fact, the Organization of American States Charter. And finally, it was begun by an atrocity, which was the all-out, unannounced bombing of the Panama City barrio of El Churrito, which was the area around where their Ministry of Defense was, done in the dark, no warning, at least 400 and some people, arguably innocent civilians, were killed in this affair. And, that was the start. There were other numerous affairs very similar to that which occurring in Iraq. Cars shot up at checkpoints. In one instance, a pregnant woman being rushed to the hospital to have her baby killed, and so forth. All in all, in a totally unnecessary action. Manuel Noriega was the Saddam Hussein of the moment. Rather nasty little guy who was he's still in jail in Miami right now, by the way. Devastate a country like that with a guy who had been serving, by the way, as one of our aides and allies for many years. CIA employed him for many years. So there were atrocities there, and they're not untypical.
Can we make the case, David, about the – because I'm always struck by the –
dehumanizing that goes on. You talked a little bit earlier about in My Lai how soldiers had dried the ears and made necklaces out of the ears of the victims. It seems like in every war there are these events that occur that move men, mostly men, towards these dehumanizing acts. In Panama, we had people just dumped into mass graves.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And our military did that. And how many people do we know how many people were pushed into those mass graves?
The estimates vary, you know, there were some hundreds. That is true.
Now, in your article, No More Hadithas, you make the case that people say war is hell, and that we should really move on because this is just the cost of doing business. What happened in Haditha is just the cost of doing business. You make the point that we cannot move on. What do you mean by that?
Well, because we are we can't move on because we're being told to stay the course. And as long as the United States maintains its forces there, under the circumstances, these things are going, to continue to occur. And a lot of it gets down, you're dealing with young men who are, and believe me, I spent over 10 years in the regular Marine Corps myself and fought in Korea and all that stuff. But I can tell you from experience that, overstating the case is when you are training people to kill other people, you have to, in order to get them to do that, undo all the socialization that goes on through most people's lives, which say you just can't go out and whack other people, to tell them it's okay. And you have to dehumanize the persons that you're going to whack. So, most wars, you establish a rather less than human character for your enemy. In Asia, of course, we dealt with the gooks, right? And now we're dealing in the Middle East with ragheads. You know, people, they're not quite human.
You pull them out of their human existence in order to
justify and to encourage people to kill. And this, it was a matter of great concern for military planners in this country to find after the Second World War that such a small percentage of our combat troops actually ever really could bring themselves to fire their weapons.
Through
the 1950s, we trained very hard to get over that.
And the training that was engaged in, that they found that out in World War II, that the soldiers weren't shooting to kill people, so they had to change the entire training process to dehumanize people.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this, but, and it doesn't go just the United States. I've seen this so sadly in Central America, where the recruiters, la recluta, as they call them, for those dreadful armies down there, will go through these villages and pick up these young mestizo or Indian boys, 15, 16 years old, as was done most notably in Guatemala. And, 5 months later, they have them going back to villages just like the ones they were taken from, and killing and torturing the inhabitants. It's not the hardest thing in the world to do, and unfortunately we've been at it for some thousands of years.
And doesn't the fact that, or let me ask the question, does the fact that this is not your typical war at this point, the war is over, we are an occupying force, do you have to turn on a different type or an additional type of inhumanity to be part of an occupation force?
Well, I think that you don't whether you have to turn it on or not. It's inevitably what happens. I mean, we can look at the experience of Europe during the Second World War, a name which perhaps many of your listeners have never heard or forgotten. It's called Lidice, which was a village in a town in Czechoslovakia, then Czechoslovakia, where resistance to the German occupation was occurring. And in a move which was repeated in many other places, there was collective punishment visited on that village. People were all taken out and killed. The United States, in its suppression of the after we had invaded, occupied, and conquered the Philippines, God, 100 years ago, now just 100 years ago, carried out numerous punishment actions of that sort, where an attack against U.S. Army troops occurred, as on the island of Samar, for example. A force was organized and was told to go in and kill every male between the age of 14 and 60 that they could find. And we did that. Mm-hmm. Not usually taught in our history course.
No, it is not, David. We're going to take a break. I'm talking to David McMichael. He is a former CIA analyst. He's joining us from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. He has written an article, No More Hadithas. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with us.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hey, it's Brian Self from The Stranglehold here on WGNU. And you know, some people think that just because The Stranglehold is about pro wrestling, all we do is throw around some chairs and scream real loud.
And you can say what you want about our clothes, but, you know, we have no problem in whooping somebody's butt again. We can start with you if you want.
Well, we don't need to do that. Okay, so maybe things tend to get a little excited. However, we're also not afraid to get into some of the serious issues that go beyond the ring.
For me, you know, over the years, I've taken Percocets and Vicodin bands and everything. Never had a problem. I would take a couple, put the rest in my bag, and never had an issue with it.
Right.
But with the OxyContin, taking close to 50 pills a day, which should have killed me. I mean, there's no reason why I'm still here.
So check it out. The Stranglehold, Tuesday nights at 6:30, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Wednesday morning at 8 on the Wake Up Call, our guests will be Mark Birnbaum and Jim Schenbeck, co-directors of the new movie The Big Buy, dealing with the dirty political world of former House Leader Tom DeLay. Listen to this clip of DeLay's own words.
I would like to eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, HUD, the National Endowment for the Arts. We ought to zero them out. The National Endowment for the Humanities. We ought to zero them out.
Now, if you need a reason to vote this fall, this movie is it. And you get to hear all about it first on The Wake Up Call, Wednesday morning at 8.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am talking to David McMichael. He is a former CIA analyst. He's joining us from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. I'm Liz Brown, and he's talking about his article, No More Hadithas. David, can we get to the piece about how we prevent or eliminate Hadithas?
Yeah, well, the there's only one way, you know, to end the recurrence of hadithas. And for your listeners, haditha was an event which occurred. It was carried out by a, regret to say, a Marine Corps company in an area just north of Baghdad. One of the members of this company had been killed in a an attack by insurgents there, and there was a report of great anger and frustration, and there is among the troops there. They don't know when, you know, the next roadside bomb device is going to go off or when some sniper is going to whack them. I mean, the number of dead now, as of this morning, in combat in Iraq is 2,524 Americans, with many thousands wounded. And, you know, people get nervous. They get angry at those who do them. And sometimes, I know from many contacts that their discipline is not good, their leadership is not good. In this instance, what happened was this Marine Corps platoon decided upon revenge, and they stopped a car, and when the occupants got out and started to move away from it, they mowed them down. They then ran into houses nearby. This is in a village called Haditha, a village of only a few hundreds of people, claiming that they believe they are being fired on from one of the houses there. They rushed in, and before they were through, they killed some 20 odd people. And of course, a dead Iraqi is a dead insurgent, as they say. But these were too many of these were women and young children. And eventually complaints were made, and eventually an investigation was held. The news was broken. The first stories that were put out and given over the mass media, radio, television, were that these, in fact, were insurgents who had been killed. And as gradually the story came apart, largely because there had been videotapes made of what went on, which came into hands of investigators and into the hands of journalists, and so the story broke. Now, eight people have been charged, eight Marines, seven Marines and a Navy corpsman, as a matter of fact, have been charged in this. They're currently being held in the brig in Camp Pendleton out of California and awaiting court-martial. Interestingly enough, and I think this might resonate with you, Liz, already groups are showing up outside Camp Pendleton, rather on the line of the sort of a civil rights group you used to hear about when people got imprisoned, holding up their signs saying, "Free the Haditha 8.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you, because there's a great deal of talk on Christian right-wing programs saying that putting the decision to put these Marines in prison is ludicrous and it is wrong, that we should never be put in prison for killing them. What do you say to that?
Well, it's the problem here starts from the top. There are, over a long period of time, developed what we call the Geneva Conventions, which govern the way, not only in which war is to be carried out, but in the way in which occupying forces are to conduct themselves. This has another aspect to it in the development in the last 5, 6, 7 years of something called the International Criminal Court, a place to take people who, under various circumstances, not necessarily war, will carry out crimes against humanity and try them in an impartial international court. Now, the current United States government, the Bush administration, if you will, has withdrawn, refused to acknowledge this treaty, refused to allow the United States to participate, and carries out various punitive acts against countries which do sign up for it, and thus threaten, if you will, to put Americans on trial on this. So this is typical of this rather exclusionary mindset of the United States, and I say this both as of our government and of our people. We are the exceptions. We are not to be held accountable. For example, there have been many more of these cases. And in one of them that is in the news recently, one American soldier was convicted for the murder of an Iraqi farmer a year ago. I just shot him down while the man was still in handcuffs and being questioned. He was sentenced to 3 years in a military prison. And he was just released 2 days ago after serving less than a year.
So he's done with
the sentence.
He's done with his time.
He's done with his time. The officer principally responsible, although there were many more, at going back to the My Lai incident, William Calley, whose highly publicized trial after that scandal, released by my friend Cy Hirsch so many years ago, made the headlines at the time of, you know, great anti-war feeling in the United States. William Calley, for the massacre of 300 people, was sentenced to 3 years of house arrest, which he served in very comfortable circumstances, and to the best of my knowledge still runs a jewelry store down in Atlanta, Georgia. But, you know, there is a feeling that you can't hold these people responsible. Now, most importantly, Liz, and if I don't make any other point during our conversation, I'd like to make this one, okay?
Certainly.
Okay. The doctrine is called command responsibility. From every level all the way to the top, the people in the chain of command who either order such atrocities to take place or fail adequately to control the forces under them are, under international law, and as a matter of fact, under United States national law, and I'll give you the example of this, absolutely accountable and responsible for these actions. Now, as you know, even in signing the recent McCain-Feingold law, which said the United States, you know, could not commit acts of torture in holding its wartime captives and so forth, President Bush, in signing this law, issued one of his numerous signing statements and said, well, he's signing the law, but he reserved his right as president to say whether it's going to be enforced or not. Now, this is the example I'm going to give to you that says where this accountability should end. At the end of the Second World War, the Japanese general commanding in the Philippines, Tomoyuki Yamashita, was taken prisoner. Now, he was, under the orders of General MacArthur, tried for the various atrocities which the Japanese forces had committed in the Philippines. And there were plenty of those atrocities, I assure you. But the point was that we had boasted for months before going back into the Philippines that we so controlled the air and the waters there that General Yamashita was isolated in Manila and had absolutely no control over his troops.
Mm.
No evidence was, introduced at his trial to show that he was aware of or had ordered any of these actions.
Mm.
So this led to an appeal to the United States Supreme Court after he was convicted. This was in January, by the way, of 1945, so we're going back a long time here. But the point is that the United States Supreme Court heard this and said it didn't matter whether he ordered them, it didn't matter whether he knew of them, he was the commander and he was responsible, and by a 7-2 vote, directed that his execution be carried out, and it was.
Mm.
So I don't think George Bush really has to worry about that too much, but as a matter of principle, it ought to be considered. The buck stops somewhere.
And we're not seeing it in any connection with what is going on in Iraq. We're only seeing low-level people, Abu Ghraib. We're only seeing low-level people gone after and then not gone after in any kind of real way. I mean, I'm a former criminal defense attorney. I've seen women put in jail in America for stealing the third time for life.
Then you're familiar because that's another example often drawn, and it's certainly, I wouldn't say it's no accident, but it's perhaps not entirely coincidental that the person who has so far gotten the biggest sentence for the Abu Ghraib atrocities, Sergeant Grainer,
mm-hmm.
What is he in his civilian life? He's a correctional officer in a state prison in West Virginia,
mm.
So which is again, you know, this is, you know, that's another topic altogether, is the prison system in the United States. But it certainly is relative in the sense that, as a defense attorney, you probably know. And an awful lot of people in the United States figure, well, if somebody is charged with a crime, he's probably guilty. And if he's guilty and goes to prison, he deserves to be punished. He doesn't have any rights. A lot of people accept that. And this is the way they look at the enemy as well.
Yep, and with the exception of if you're involved in during a war, then those rules don't apply.
Yeah.
Those assessments don't apply.
Yep.
And that's why we have people outside of the prison of these men involved are charged with the crime in Haditha, free the Haditha 8.
Yep. It's, you know, Liz, it's basically a very, very sad thing. I've got a list here, which I don't, go through with you to show this, but the effect this is having, this is a secondary one, on the way people in the world look at the United States.
And let's talk about that when we come back, because it is not lost on the rest of the world. I'm talking to David McMichael. He is a former CIA analyst joining us from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. He's talking about his article. The article he has written, No More Hadithas. I am Liz Brown. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad. Government officials in Iraq have floated a plan to grant amnesty to insurgents and those who have spoken out against the American liberation if they've not been directly involved in terrorist activities. This is seen as a way to try and heal the rifts between warring sects throughout the country. But members of the U.S. Congress are expressing much displeasure over the idea. Michigan Senator Carl Levin says giving amnesty to anyone who had a hand in killing American troops is unconscionable. Levin said, "We liberated the country and got rid of a horrible dictator and paid a heavy price, so this idea is very bad." New York Senator Charles Schumer says he plans to urge President Bush to obtain a guarantee that there will be no amnesty for anyone who has killed U.S. troops. And Dateline Washington. A story has broken that shows how little respect the government has for Native Americans. Back in 1997, the Bureau of Indian Affairs gave the okay for a plan to store nuclear waste on an Indian reservation in Utah without getting authorization from the Interior Department, to which the Bureau of Indian Affairs belongs. The Goshute School Valley Band of Indians who occupy the reservation have been fighting the decision for 9 years now. The original deal was given the okay as long as there was an environmental impact study and a license was obtained from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to do so. But there is no record of that ever taking place. It turns out that before this deal was put together, the Interior Department had expressed concern about land deals the Bureau of Indian Affairs had been doing concerning disposal of various types of waste on Indian property, and as far back as 1991, had issued a memo saying that no further such deals were to be made unless environmental impact studies were done beforehand. It now appears that someone from the Bureau of Indian Affairs got to key members of the Tribal Council and had them approve the deal in 1997 by telling them how much the tribe would benefit financially from approving the lease deal, which incidentally permits storing 44,000 tons of used nuclear reactor fuel on the Goshute Reservation, which is located 45 miles south of Salt Lake City. Opposing members of the tribe then went to court to try and stop it. The latest episode in this story took place earlier this year when the leader of the tribe and a consortium of utilities got the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to grant the license for the waste dump, even though no proper paper chain has been found to exist. This is your wake-up call, Global News. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, may I take your order, please?
Yeah, we'd like a ton of family fun. Make that with exciting world-class rides, too.
Dad, don't forget the roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, with one of the biggest wooden roller coasters around. And cool family water rides. Oh, and we'd like to get free unlimited soft drinks with that, too.
Okay, one Holiday World and Splash and Safari special coming up. Drive to the next window, please.
There's never been a greater value for your family than Holiday World and Splash and Safari. With free unlimited soft drinks, free parking, even free sunscreen. And for smaller crowd sizes, visit us during the months of May or June. Plus, new this year is the Voyage Roller Coaster. With more gut-wrenching airtime than any other wooden coaster. Traveling over 1.2 miles, the Voyage is one of the longest, tallest, and fastest wooden coasters on the planet. Splash and Safari is the number two rated water park in the world. Featuring two wave pools, two action rivers, enormous water slides, and special water play areas for the little ones. Holiday World and Splash and Safari. Nearby in Santa Claus, Indiana. Visit HolidayWorld.com for more info.
May I get fries with that?
For a free Indiana Play Pack coupon book, visit EnjoyIndiana.com.
If you have a drug problem, you are not alone. There is hope. We care. Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA is a nonprofit fellowship of recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. It's a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. Call us at 314-830-3232. That's 314-830-3232. Something for you from WGNU.
Hi, I'm John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU 920 AM.
Were you aware that there's a little-known but tightly knit organization of real estate brokers and their associations who have formed a type of cabal to set housing prices? There are ways you can avoid paying high commissions and still get a great deal on a home. Find out about all the sneaky tricks realtors pull to get every last dollar out of your pocket Thursday morning at 9 when Patrick Woodall, senior researcher from the Consumer Federation of America, joins Liz Brown here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Batman in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night. They'll slip through their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white was all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. Hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, in the hard life is all that.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My guest this hour is David McMichael. He's a former CIA analyst. He's joining us from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. And he is also the author of this particular column, No More Hadithas. And David, welcome back.
Thanks.
I guess I would like to talk about where we are in the rest of the world. We were talking about that on the way out, how the rest of the world views us and the impact of it's almost like you can't touch this. You can't touch America. Anything that America does, you can't touch that. And how does that impact on the rest of the world?
Well, it came into sharp focus this week. As you know, Mr. Bush went to Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the campaign, and let's all keep our fingers crossed on this, to get us involved in what could be an even worse situation in Iran. But it's interesting to know that Vienna was shut down for 2 days.
Mm.
The Austrian people are up in arms about this. You know, it's just thousands of security people, support people, etc., are, as typical, are flown in, turned the whole center of Vienna into a security zone in which even the Austrian police themselves don't operate because everything's just taken over. This created a bad impression, I can tell you. But,
well, did the same thing happen when Bill Clinton went to Vienna?
To an extent. not to his large one, but mm-hmm. this time, of course, security for the Prez. His unannounced flight into Baghdad the week before is another example of this, and it's almost frightening to see this level of and it is fear that's driving this, whether it's rational or not. But point is, here in terms of world public opinion, the international polls that were published just prior to the visit to Vienna showed that twice as many people throughout the world considered the United States the greatest menace to world peace and security than any other country or group.
And they asked them about Iran, they asked them about Iraq, they asked about everybody.
Yes, and
we're number one.
So, yeah, and I, since the United States is the principal war maker in the world, in my recent lifetime, I can tell you, it's hard to get away from that. But the point is that when Mr. Bush, when one of the correspondents there at the press conference had the temerity to ask Mr. Bush about this, Bush's response was, "That's absurd. That's absurd. We are the most admired country in the world." I'm paraphrasing there, of course, but he did say, "That's absurd. People cannot come."
Wait a minute. What's the absurd part?
That anyone would ever think that, because we stand for goodness and democracy and all those things.
And this is in this. These are the words coming out of the mouth of a man that they have to practically lock down every city he visits in order to make room for him.
Yeah.
And they're locking it down because people want to protest his presence there and his administration there. And they're also talking about us.
Yeah, well, and it reflects back here. I mean, we're getting a little off topic, I know, but, I do get around the country a fair amount of time, and it was during the election period, 2004, for example, even in Washington, D.C. itself, but up in New York, elsewhere, is to see the way local law enforcement cooperating fully in these matters clears whole areas of public. They set up what they call protest zones, hundreds and hundreds of yards from where any place where the President of the United States or the members of his administration could possibly see a protest sign or a protestor.
Is this about the protestors, or is it about keeping the visual of what America really feels, of what America, what a part of America feels, and what a part of America thinks? Is this part of the visual, keeping the visual of that away too?
Well, I think it is. These people, are so heavy into public relations, although the clumsiness of the people who run their public relations is unbelievable. For example, again, just very recently, after three of the these detainees at Guantanamo, people who had no idea
they were
what
young
they were there
too.
For, and no idea if they'd ever get out of there.
And one of them had been there since he was 17.
Yeah, we've been there for about 3 years. They committed suicide. One of the public affairs spokespersons for the White House, I can't remember, Liz Trotmiller or something of that nature, immediately said, "Oh, they did that for the great PR."
Mm-hmm.
They were just making that was their propaganda to kill themselves. Now you can imagine how this resonated
with the rest of the world,
with the rest of the world, particularly in the Islamic world. And I think this is also something that this administration refuses to come to terms with. And
But it goes back to where we began our conversation, David, is this whole dehumanizing of the people whose country we've occupied. And that's a dehumanizing statement to make, that these are just things, and that things would they look at people in terms of the PR connected to them, and removing them from their humanness. That this is a 17-year-old that had been there for 4 years who killed himself. And we can reduce it down into a PR act, and not only a PR act, but a pathetic PR act.
Yes, it is. And this, I think, this whole question of creating the emperor has no clothes type of, false realities is, to me, rather typified by what happened in Philadelphia this week. In the breakup of the LA Times chain of newspapers, it extended out into the Philadelphia Inquirer and another paper up there. Well, it's interesting that the Inquirer, which is a newspaper I've respected for many years, has been taken over by the owner of one of the biggest public relations firms in the United States. Now, a lot of people on the newspaper are saying, what are we now, going to be a PR sheet?
Wow.
We'll have to see.
Wow.
Well,
I want to thank him. That's going to have to be the last word. David McMichael, thank you so much.
Oh, listen, it's been great talking to you, although it took us a while to get hooked up. I know that.
Yes, but I appreciate it, and thanks again for this morning.
Okay, listen, thanks for having me on. I hope it's been helpful. Bye-bye.
Take care. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how do you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more.